It's time for TC Titan Football on Q100 106.3. Now let's head to the booth with Tom Devitt and Rich Calkins.
And good evening and welcome to Q100's broadcast of Traverse City West Football. We are live at Thurlby Field where tonight the Titans host state powerhouse Detroit Catholic Central. I'm Tom Devitt along with Rich Calkins. And Rich, last week Traverse City West had a long road trip. Might have thrown them off a little bit. It was kind of a sloppy game. Turnovers, penalties, and they lost to a team that they probably should have beat, Marquette. Tonight, they're at home, but they're playing a much better football team.
Yeah, you got that right for sure, Tom. 14 state titles is this Detroit Catholic Central team. I mean, you talk about a team with great history. The Shamrocks here, don't be lulled to sleep by their nickname, okay?
No.
They bring it on the football field each and every play. I mean, 14 state championships. Their last one they won in 2009, and they've been a powerhouse in the state of Michigan forever, since the 30s, Tom.
Well, here's the stats on the last 20 years
okay.
of Shamrock football. They've made the playoffs 17 times. They've been to the state semifinals 9 times, the finals 8 times, and state champions 4 times.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good resume.
Yeah,
that's just in the last 20 years.
Just in the last 20 years, yeah. Pretty amazing.
Now, if we look at their record this year, they lost a couple of games. They have an extremely tough schedule. They lost last week to De La Salle, which is ranked number one in their division. And they come in here after turning the ball over 5 times last week. So we look for a better game out of them. They also lost to Chippewa Valley, another really good team. But this game is crucial for West, not only to get the bad taste out of last week out of their mouth, but we're talking playoffs.
We are talking playoffs.
Playoffs, Tom.
You're absolutely right.
Uh-huh.
Because this is the team that actually, for the first time all year, this is the team that actually has a higher enrollment than West. They have 1,800 kids in their high school, of course, at Catholic Central. That's amazing. You know, and if for some way, somehow, West was able to find a way to win right here. Right now, it's looking like West is slated for a number 3 seed in a region 1 down that also includes, of course, Rockford, people like that. They would probably match up with Grandview there, but of course a lot of things could come into play yet, but I think this West team's going to make the playoffs no matter what, but they would certainly rather host a game with a big win here against Catholic Central.
And a win against these guys tonight would almost assure that they're going to host a playoff game, and like you said, that's what you want, because road trips haven't been real friendly the last couple of weeks. But like you mentioned, Catholic Central, I'm watching them in the warm-ups. They have a lot of students that go to the school, and they've got a lot of students to play on that football team. There are a lot, many of them, and they're big.
I absolutely. Great size on that team. And what about the numbers? I mean, holy cow, that is a big team that traveled up here to Traverse City. They're taking this game seriously. They want to. They had a bye week last week because they were supposed to play a team from Canada. They didn't make it over the border, so they forfeited. So they want to play. So they've had 2 weeks, you know, to kind of prepare for this, Tom. And so West better be ready because Catholic Central is hungry.
Indeed. So I'll ask you right here before we take a break, what do you think West has to do in order to come out victorious?
You know what I mean? They obviously need to capitalize on field position and stuff. They've been struggling lately. They've been putting drives together, but they somehow, some way, they're just not doing what they need to. When it comes into the red zone, they just aren't producing touchdowns when they need to or getting points out of it, turning the ball over deep down in the opposing team's territory. They absolutely need to do their best. When they're on the Shamrock side of the field, they need to score on those possessions, Tom, because I think right now the Shamrocks are a team that absolutely would love to ball control and just to march down the field on an 8-10 play drive and punch it in each time. They're going to take a little air out of the football.
And as we talked to Coach last week, and it's obvious that they need to, you said score in the red zone, what they need to do is clean up the mistakes.
Yeah.
Because they were driving against Marquette several times, and then they would shoot themselves in the foot with penalties,
yeah,
2 and 3 in a drive, and send them back. That cannot be done against this team here tonight.
No, you can't get behind the sticks with this team at all, Tom. Absolutely. You need to keep it second and third and short. It's tough, Tom. If you are our first and 15, first and 20, you're in for a long night against this Catholic Central team.
Well, it's senior night here at Thurlby Field. The seniors were introduced before this one started, so we're getting ready to go. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the opening kickoff. You are listening to High School Football on Q100. And welcome back. We're live here at Thurlby Field. Tom Devitt along with Rich Calkins for Q100. Getting ready to broadcast the opening kickoff of Traverse City West versus Detroit Catholic Central. We were just given a stunning rendition of the national anthem by the Traverse City West Marching Band. And we're just about a minute away from kickoff. Which, by the way, they had the coin flip and Traverse City West won, so they will defer to the second half. So the Shamrocks will be getting the ball first.
Right, exactly. Again, we spent a little bit of time a few minutes ago talking about the history of this great program that Catholic Central is coming north here. Tom, I saw some stuff on their website that they've produced 500 collegiate athletes through the years, and they have 33 players that made it into the NFL.
Oh, man.
So that shows you the history that Catholic Central here has. But hey, it's a team that really hasn't, again, because of the competition they play, they're average about 23 points per game in the seven games they play, because they are 6-2, but again, they've only played seven games because of the one forfeit, and they give up 16 points per game defensively. And of course, you mentioned at time the Catholic League they play in with Warren DLSL, Birmingham Brother Rice, and Orchard Lake St. Mary's. I mean, those three teams combined have won numerous state championships, and stiff competition, but again, West would love to come out here and draw first blood tonight.
You know, as a fan of high school football for decades now, I always it's a big thing after Thanksgiving to watch the state finals.
Absolutely.
And it seems like every other year you got Detroit Catholic Central playing for a title. And so I say, and here comes West out. They broke the sign, and they're fired up and ready for this one. They're going to have to play, Rich, let's face it, their best game of the season if they want to beat these guys here tonight, which they're capable of. They have not put together a really great game yet this year, even though they've had some impressive halves.
Right.
So tonight's the night.
Yeah, exactly. It would be great to play how they played in that second half in that opening game against Midland. If they could sustain that through an entire ball game, then they could certainly play with this and beat this Catholic Central team, Tom.
And the key to a lot of this season has been their defense, and they're going to have to be on their toes tonight against this Catholic Central team, who is really stunned by their last game. Not stung, but they thought they had a chance to beat De La Salle. They turned the ball over five times, so they've had a couple weeks to think about it as they're getting ready here for, I'm not sure how many times they've been to Thurlby Field. I think they played West twice.
Twice overall,
yeah.
And I don't know if it was 1-1, a home-and-home series.
But we'll have to get our crack research staff on that. I want to thank you for joining us, as our ace producer, JJ, not with us here today. So we're flying solo.
So we are. We're going into the deep end of the pool tonight, Tom.
I know. We may get our engineering degree after this is over.
Already we got to thank Gary doing yeoman's work already behind the scenes, just getting this up and going here.
Indeed. All right. Well, the reason there's a little delay is because the marching band is still not off the field completely. So West is huddled up right here. They'll be kicking off. Skirmer Horn will be doing the kickoff as usual. And a couple men back for the Shamrocks. They're trying to get some numbers here. If you haven't seen Catholic Central play, they got kind of a light blue uniform. They've got all white except for the light blue helmets and socks. As they're counting out the signals now, it'll be black at eye. I hope I'm saying that right. Back to receive, one of the guys back there for Central. Skirmhorn getting ready. The team warmed up. We're getting ready to start this big game. Final game of the regular season.
Yep.
It's going to be playoff position for both of these teams, so a big game. Skirmhorn kicks it. This time a little squibber that goes out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. I don't know if that's what he was trying to do. It seemed like he was trying to get it in between the 20 and 30 on the air, but just took a bad bounce out of bounds.
Exactly, yeah. He was hoping like a semi-pooch kick there, time, like you said, down around the 20. But right towards the numbers itself, went out a little bit further, but looks like they are going to set up and re-kick.
Oh, there was an offside penalty on West. Okay, so they got a re-kick.
Right out of the gate, so good.
Yep. So we'll see. Getting a little anxious here. How the Titans still waiting for the opening kickoff on really the coldest night of the year for us.
It is. I'm wearing long pants for the first time all year.
I know. We've been waiting for real football weather. This is the first time. Here it is.
It is here. It's officially arrived in week 9.
Now here's his Skirmer Horn. He's going to try it again. This time He's going to boot it again, straight up in the air, right around the 35, and it'll go out of bounds again. Just like that,
there'll be
another
flag.
Yep. I'm not sure. He did that on purpose both times, so I think what they're trying to do is stop a return and maybe see if they can recover it, because there was nobody at the 30-yard line, but just didn't work out. And was somebody off sides again? Because it looks like
they're going to make him kick again.
Well, we're getting no signal from the officials, but yeah, look, they're lining up to kick again.
Yeah. So Catholics must be refusing the penalty
and driving them back. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense, because now they're deep men who were at the goal line before now at the 25.
Five. Yeah, exactly. They're gaining field position without a second ticking off the clock.
And now we'll see if Mr. Skirmerhorn does the same thing. I would advise against it at this point, but maybe they've looked at the tape, and these two return men are pretty dangerous. They're trying to keep it away from them.
There's a big area right in the middle of the field between the hash marks that could do the same thing.
This time he's going to boot it away to the other side, and it's going to bounce at the 20.
Oh,
stay in bounds this time, yes. So the Catholic Central has it about the 30 and brought down at the 31-yard line.
Hey, we're playing some football now, Tom.
After all that, they've got a 1st and 10 at the 31, the Shamrocks do. It was a nice tackle there by big number 6, Matthew Zutendam, on the kickoff.
We've called Matt's name and number all year long. Really comes to light here on this defensive side of the football.
Well, you're curious what the mindset is here for West, because when a storied program like this comes in, but then you look at last week, Central took on Brother Rice and took care of business.
They did take care of business, for sure. They had a great showing here at Thurlby, their last regular season home game at Thurlby.
So we got two guys trying to go in motion.
That's not a penalty? Okay.
They almost ran into each other in motion. On the give off tackle and maybe 3-4 yards before a couple of Titans got him down. Was the running back for Catholic Central, trying to get a number that was 28, Evan Hager.
Yep.
On the carry, picked up about 4. It'll be 2nd and 6 now.
Michael Skirmerhorn from his middle linebacker position, first man in on the tackle.
So 2nd and 6. You had two men on the outside that almost ran into each other. They went in motion.
They both went different directions and almost met right in the middle.
This time they're going to line up a 3-receiver split. Quarterback back to pass. He fires over the middle. He's got a man wide open. A first down at the 40, down to the 46-yard line. Well, they sent their three men deep, and they were covered, but somebody came right underneath.
They cleared out the middle of that zone. Like you said, Tom, the rest of the receivers all went deep. All the DBs went with them, but crossing in the middle, wide open, was the receiver for the Shamrocks, and with Matt Zutendam on the tackle.
Raid Zurich was the man who caught that pass. And Central will have it. Detroit Catholic Central will have it 1st and 10. The ball at the 47-yard line, their own 47. Give to the halfback. This time, nothing doing as West throws him back. A whole host of Titans. First man I saw was Kyle McCrum, but you had about 5 or 6 Titans in there, and he actually got thrown for a loss. So it'll be 2nd and 12 now for Catholic Central.
Great effort by that Titan defense that time, Tom, to throw him on first down for a 2-yard loss. Going to bring it up a 2nd and 12.
Well, just the eye test here would tell me that Catholic Central outweighs our defensive line. They're some big boys. They got the weights on the program. I'll look them up here in a second. So a 2nd and 12 for Catholic Central. Quarterback back to pass. He's got no pressure. He's going to tuck it under and run. He gets across midfield. He may have a first down. We'll see where it went out of bounds. Yeah, they're going to give him the first. So into Titan territory. He stepped back for just a second, and there was nothing there, and off he went.
Declan Bile is their quarterback, Tom. He's a 6'3 senior. Made a great decision. Like you said, all of his receivers were covered, but he just tucked the ball and ran and picked up a first down for the Shamrocks.
6'3", 180-pound quarterback. Saw an opening, and he took it. It's 1st and 10 now. This is the first drive of the ball game. Detroit Catholic Central on offense. This time, quarterback's going to go under center and gives it to the halfback, and he's hit. The ball looked like it came out, but no, Central's got it.
Matt Zutendam once again lowered the boom.
Wow. That was Evan Hager, the running back. And you look for a second like he had a hole, and then boom, he gets hit and thrown for a loss. It'll be second down and 11.
Hager's been their workhorse thus far in the running back position, Tom. But I tell you what, we're calling Matt Zutendam's name each and every tackle.
Of course, we've got our yardsticks to tell us exactly how much for the first down. It's second and 11, actually.
Isn't that? We get so spoiled here.
Back to pass. He stays on his feet and fires it. I believe that was going to be a first down, but the receiver dropped it.
Unbelievable effort by
Declan. I thought he was sacked. He broke the tackle, and he threw it sidearm to his receiver, hit him right in the hands, and he dropped it.
For a tall quarterback, he was able to duck under that pressure, Ty, because I thought for sure he was going down there, but he got out of the grass and then threw a sidearm, changed the plane in which he threw the football, and like you said, that was a catchable ball.
Absolutely. This Declan Vile is, it's about as athletic a quarterback play as we've seen this year, but either way, it's for naught. Is it going to bring up third and 11? All on the 44-yard line of West.
This West defense has been applying pressure. Look for him to blitz.
Shotgun, Declan goes straight back to all kinds of pressure, but they set up a screen pass, a beautiful call, and they're going to have a first down and more. Down at the 20 and getting out of bounds about the 13-yard line as Detroit Catholic Central had the perfect call for that defense.
A little screen pass to Cameron Davenport, the wide receiver, another 6'1 senior, time across the middle as West was really bringing the house on the blitz. But, man, now they're inside the 20. They're in the red zone of the Titans.
Again, that was Zutendam that saved a touchdown on that one. So it's going to be first and 10, ball on the 13-yard line. Boy, sometimes you call the perfect play at the perfect time, and they had that screen pass.
They did.
As Wes was bringing the house, like you said. Vile now the quarterback. This time he's in the shotgun. Hecker behind him. Sends a man in motion. Back across the line of scrimmage. Give to the halfback. He's got some running room. It gets maybe three or four before he's swarmed under there. That was Aiden Lewandowski was the man on the tackle.
Lewandowski, Ben Shalat, one of our players of the game last week as well. Number 50 was in on that tackle. As it only picked up two on that play, did the Shamrocks. Going to bring up a second and 8.
So it's going to be, they can get a first down right around the 3.5, it looks like. Bile, the quarterback, this time in the shotgun. Three receivers split out to the right, one to the left. He fires to the receiver on the left, goes through his hands, and incomplete. Well, he had a lane there.
Yeah.
He fired a little over his head.
Yeah, Raid Zerke was his wide receiver choice that time, another senior.
And that's going to bring up a big third down play here. It's going to call it third and 9. The ball will be marked still at the 13-yard line. First drive of the game. We've got 8:23 left to go here in the first quarter. West is yet to touch the ball. Detroit Catholic Central on the move. Bile now the quarterback in the shotgun. With Hagar next to him, he's got three receivers to the right, one to the left. Goes back to pass, fires in the end zone, caught in the touchdown.
Wow.
Well, it looked like he had a couple West players around him, but this kid, this big number 6, Connor Cohen, the tight end at 6'2", just reached up, plucked that ball down, and Central on the board.
Right. They just, that 12-yard, 13-yard touchdown pass for the Shamrocks right there threaded the needle as they attempt the extra point.
That was an efficient drive. They got some offensive players on this, especially that quarterback. It's impressed me early with this drive. So there you go. It's 6-0. Extra point kick attempt to come. Snap is good. Hold. Kick is up. Bend over end. And it is good. 7-0. Detroit Catholic Central. We'll see what the Titans can do. Their first possession. That's coming up next. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
Life is filled with unforgettable moments, but frankly, insurance should be quite forgettable. If you're like most people, you don't think about your insurance until you need it. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to provide personal insurance that's personalized to fit your needs. At Top of Michigan, they listen to your worries, then work to make sure they never keep you up at night. Contact Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
In times like these, we're all spending more time with family and working our land. The Hendrick Tractors is helping with thousands in savings or 0% financing on select models. Visit whymahendra.com to build your tractor, and your Mahindra dealer can deliver right to your door.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord, or online at zarembaequipment.com, or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City, or pioneerdiesel.com.
On select models for a limited time only, go to whymahendra.com for more information.
Well, after the opening drive touchdown by Detroit Catholic Central, they're going to be kicking off 7-0 Shamrocks. Pretty impressive drive to open this one, Rich.
Real good mix of run and pass, Tom. When West would have them in third and long situations, Shamrocks would find a way to complete the pass and move the sticks.
And that screen pass was really the key, and there's the kickoff, and it'll
Gets
be
ball.
Still bouncing around. And now it was Lewandowski that finally fielded it, and we might have a face mask on this as a flag comes in. He was down at the 21-yard line, but it...
When you let that ball bounce that deep, Tom, that's a live ball because that's 25 yards down the field. That's almost like a long onside kick. Catholic Central was close to recovering that.
Well, he let it bounce, and it took a high bounce, so he had to wait for it to come back down. And then as soon as he fielded it, they were all over him. But I believe someone got the face mask, but we'll see.
Yep.
It was against the Shamrocks face mask, so... Titans will get a little better field position than they were going to start off with, as the ball is going to be marked now at the 43-yard line, their own 43. So they started in good shape here on their first drive of this ball game on senior night here at Thurlby Field. I'll admit, man, Catholic Central, they travel pretty well. That's a pretty good-sized crowd for as far as they had to come.
Right, for the four-and-a-half-hour drive.
All right. Brandon Konchick rolls to his right. Rolling. He's under some pressure. Fires downfield to Gaston. Gaston was covered. Went over everybody's head. It'll be incomplete.
Yeah, I like that. Rolling out to the right away, expecting the big rush from the Shamrocks. They rolled out right. Passed just a little too far away from Gaston. But so far on that first play, Tom, 2nd and 10 now. As the Titans, again, ball at the 38-yard line. Good field position to start their opening drive.
7-0 Shamrocks, if you're just joining us. They took the opening drive, marched right down the field. And it's now Brandon Konchick. We'll see if he can answer. Gives it to Skirmerhorn up the middle. Got a little running room still on his feet. Gets across the 45-yard line to close to the 46. It'll bring up 3rd and short. As the Titans get ready to line up right now as they go up-tempo, or at least it looks like, as they're going to the sidelines for signals.
I like that. Michael Skirmerhorn with a 7-yard pickup on that 2nd down carry. He's going to bring up a 3rd down and 3.
All right, here we go. Brandon Konchick now will take the shotgun snap. Skirmerhorn to his right. Gaston to his left. He gives it to Skirmerhorn, and he got hit in the backfield and might have lost a yard on that one.
Man, red dog blitz that time by the Shamrocks. They knew what was coming. That was Sean Field. 6'1", 245-pound defensive end that came around that left side and threw Skirmerhorn back for a 1-yard loss.
Yeah, he got caught by the pursuit on that one, so no chance. It looks like the Titans will be punting now as they line up Kyle McCrum. 7:10 left to go here in the first quarter. Shamrocks ahead 7-0. Detroit Catholic Central, one of the great programs in the state of Michigan. McCrum gets the snap. Gets it off. Oh, he boots a beauty.
Nice.
That'll
punt.
Be fielded on a fair catch at about the 21-yard line. So the Shamrocks will have the ball when we come back. We'll take a quick break now. You're listening to High School Sports, High School Football on Q100.
Add a little spark to your next party when you host it at Traverse City's premier event space, The Loft at Sparks Barbecue in the heart of downtown Traverse City. They don't just add a touch of class, but a spark of excitement to any event. You might have trouble choosing from a vast array of dining and drink options, but their premium barbecue is guaranteed to make your party a flaming success. Booking holiday parties now. Go to EatSparksBBQ.com to set your party on fire. EatSparksBBQ.com.
All right, here we go. The Shamrock second drive of the ball game. They're going to give it to the big fullback this time. He gets hit in the backfield and driven for a loss. Well, that was the new man that's come in for the Shamrocks. I want to see if I get 6'2", 205-pound Spencer Lyons came in. I'm assuming he's a fullback. Let's see if they got him listed by position. Well, they got him as a running back, and he's a big one, but he didn't do much on that one.
No, he is a big one, but and a much smaller, Aiden Lewandowski, 5'11", 175, came up and took him down, Tom. So great effort that time. That was like a 3 or 4 yard loss on first down.
This is like the fourth play that they've driven the Shamrocks for a loss. They need to come big on third down. Second and 13. Bile now the quarterback. He's under all kinds of pressure from Carson. Oh, he missed the tackle. So Bile's got some running room at the 20. A flag comes down late in the area where you would think it'd be offensive holding.
Right. Matt Zutendam forced the quarterback to go out of bounds. Boy, that quarterback is just really smart. When he sees an opening, he tucks the ball and runs. Time to daylight, but like you said, it looks like it's going to be a hold on the Shamrocks.
Carson Douglas had him back there.
He did.
Dead to rights. That was going to be a 6 or 7 yard loss.
He just didn't break down before he got to the quarterback. All because the kids, they want to show that speed and fly in there and take the quarterback right down. But you know, just before you get there, you got to slow down just a little bit and get your feet under you and square before you hit them. If more kids, I see it in college, I see it in the NFL all the time, Tom, where guys will come flying by the quarterback because they weren't under control.
But it didn't hurt West at all because of the penalty. Looks like a holding penalty, so it's going to bring up second and 22. The ball marked at the 10-yard line of the Shamrocks. Bile, the quarterback, this time he's lining up in the shotgun. He's got a new running back in there now. He goes straight back to pass. He's going to fire a deep one down the sidelines. He's got a man out there, but it's overthrown. Well, he had a step. His receiver, Raid Zurich.
Yeah.
And he just overthrew him.
He did, yeah. Bile, he threw that 45 yards, Tom, in the air. That was a great throw. Like you said, almost just about a foot too far. But good coverage by the Titan defense that time. Going to bring third and 22.
Well, we've been treated to some good quarterback play by the opposition the last 2 weeks. He had Riddle up, and Marquette was an excellent quarterback. And this kid here can throw and run. And he is calling out the signals right now. He's going to line up in the shotgun. It's third and 22. Ball at the 10-yard line of the Shamrocks. He's won a big defensive stand here for the Titans. Bile back to pass. He's going to fire down the sideline again. And he's got a man over there. Great catch, but he looked out of bounds to me. But one official saying he got it.
What
he's
going
to be
catch.
Real close to the first down. But he's going to be just short.
Man.
Boy, he caught that, but boy, he ended up out of bounds. I don't know.
That was Cameron Davenport once again, Tom, over on that sideline. It's going to bring up fourth and where the ball's about three.
Where's our little sideline?
Yeah,
guy?
Over there.
He's
2 yards, okay.
That guy's never wrong.
No, I don't. Who doesn't like digital sideline, Mark? Those are amazing, Tom.
The Shamrocks are going to punt now. At least they appear to. It'll be Gaston back for the Titans. Taking the time here on this snap, trying to draw him off. There's the snap. Kicker gets it off, and it's a nice punt. Gaston's going to let it roll. As it takes a Shamrock bounce, it'll go down to the 33-yard line of the Titans, so they'll have their second possession of this first quarter.
Hey, good job by the Titan defense, holding a high-powered Shamrocks team to a punt there. And, you know, again, they forced them on that long holding play, moved them back further, and even this offense couldn't overcome that when it was second and third and 22.
Well, we talked about how big these offensive linemen for the Shamrocks are, but Titans have been getting penetration.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job. I like the effort and the energy the Titan team is bringing here tonight.
Konchak now in the shotgun. One receiver to his left is Gaston. He goes in motion. Gets past the quarterback. Konchak rolls out. They're going to set up a little screen. They got Carson Douglas. He's got some room. A good block out there. He's got it at the 50. Still on his feet at the 40. Runs to the 30. And he's horse-collared down at about the 20. I don't know if they called that, but I saw it right in front of it. Either way, a great, great call there. And Carson Douglas with a nice run.
They've been running that screen pass the last couple of games where they roll out to the right and then a receiver sneaks out to the left-hand side, and that was set up perfectly as he absolutely ran in, and now the Titans are knocking down the red zone inside the 20. They're in the red zone.
So Konchak now in the shotgun. Gaston in the backfield with him, gives it to Skirmerhorn. Skirmerhorn gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he's not going to get much, if anything. As the Shamrocks were all over that one, will bring up second and 10. Oh, we got a flag real late here. The pile was breaking up, and they were going back to their huddles, and all of a sudden, here comes the hanky. We'll see what...
And it's on the Titan side of the ball, Tom. We'll see what this is.
I can't figure it out for myself. It looked pretty innocent down there. The play was long over. Skirmahorn talking to the official right
gotta
now.
Got
to
be a dead ball.
They're saying it's against West.
Foul.
Personal foul?
On West.
Oh.
I didn't see who...
Oh, that's not going to make Coach Vaughn happy.
No.
They came in way after the play was over.
It did. You're at the Shamrock's 19-yard line, and you got a first down, and it's after the play. Yeah, so it's not even like you get to redo the down again.
Wow, so that's going to bring up... should be second and 25 now. Konchak will be taking the snap at the 40-yard line. And he fakes it to Skirmahorn, tries to set up a screen again. It's not working. Oh, he looks like he just grounded the ball. That was...
And that's good, yep.
See, these are the mental things we were talking about. First of all, you can't take a sack there, but
right.
He just threw it into the ground and made it obvious it was intentional grounding.
Exactly. It's going to be a loss of down and all of that time. So, yeah, that was...
Give the Shamrocks credit, too. They were all
over Konchak
as soon as he got the ball.
Once you had that great screen pass to Carson Douglas and he rambled down to the 19-yard line of the Shamrocks, back-to-back penalty, costly penalties.
What they were trying to do was set up a screen there, too, and they had sniffed it out.
Right.
Brandon went back and was looking around and got a couple of players wrapped around him, and he just tried to get rid of the ball, but it just spiked right into the ground. So the officials are taking their time on here. I'm pretty sure maybe... It's a loss of down, so of course the Shamrocks are going to take it.
Sure. Yep.
Fans here not liking it, but this is...
It's the right call.
Yeah. We talked about this last week. It's something you can't do against this Detroit Catholic Central team. They're too good. When you get a chance to put some points on the board, you got to do it. So let's see if they have in their bag of tricks a 3rd and 34 play.
Yeah, 41 on the
sideline. Yeah.
Man, either way, it's 3rd and a long way.
Yes.
I ran out of fingers and toes.
Konchak back to pass again under all kinds of pressure. He breaks the tackle, though. Fires off in the flat, and that goes off the fingertips of Schuler, who was out there at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, Garrett Schuler had one man to beat if he could have came down with it, Tom, and then... He had a lot of artificial surface between him and the first down marker.
Well, Detroit Catholic Central has been putting pressure on Konchak. When he drops straight back, there's a man in his face.
That's why I like some of that deception stuff where he's rolling right, rolling left, getting out of that pocket when he's a stationary target there, that Catholic Central has too many athletes to get in there and attack that area.
So they did have it 1st and 10 on the 19, but now they're punting the ball at the West's own 49.
Yep, back in their own territory.
McCrum now takes the snap, gets the kick up, and it's a nice one.
Another nice one.
They're going to call a fair catch here. Oh, and it hit the 19, and the player for Detroit Catholic Central got hit.
Yeah, Matt Zuckerman.
That's a penalty, but the officials decided not to call it.
Yeah, little bump there, but no harm, no foul.
Wow. Oh, the Titans are lucky they avoided their 4th penalty in a row there.
Right. So
I would think this team's got to settle down now because they're right. they had a good series there and then just...
And you nailed it, Tom. You can't afford to beat yourself, okay? No. You're playing a great team here tonight. You absolutely need to be, you know, dotting your I's, crossing your T's. No self-harm activities, man.
So 1st and 10, Shamrocks got it on the 16-yard line. And we've got a new running back in for...
Big hole.
Catholic Central, yeah, big hole and a nice piece of running there, and they get out to about a 6-yard gain. That was number 22. That was
Muhammad Jaffer.
Jaffer.
Yeah, he's a short, stout guy.
He's now the 3rd man that's carried the ball from that backfield of the Shamrocks.
Still another senior.
Bile is going to operate out of the shotgun, and 2nd and 3 right now. Jaffer's back in the backfield, and he's going to get the ball again, and he goes off the left tackle. Look at him break tackles and get a first down. They had him stopped at the line of scrimmage. He broke a couple tackles, rolled around, and got the first down.
Absolutely. Those tree trunks he's got for legs, he just kept them moving along, so the chains will move for the Shamrocks. It's going to be first down at their own 32-yard line.
Shamrock's getting the signal from their sideline. We've got 3:47 left to go here in the first quarter. It's 7-0 Detroit Catholic Central. West had a chance the last possession, but some penalties drove them back. Let's see what they can do if they can get the ball back here. Defense made a nice stand last time. Let's see if they can do it again. 2nd and 10. Bile back to pass. No pressure. He's going to fire it down the sideline. He's got a man out there, but he was covered pretty good by Oaks.
Yeah, Cody
Oaks.
And it's
going to be incomplete.
Great coverage that time. Running step for step with the receiver. Great job.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're not afraid to air it out, are they here? This is the third time they've thrown it long in just the first quarter.
They want to stretch you out vertically. They want to do it all the time because, again, a couple of those screen passes have worked so well. So they want you to start thinking they're going to go over the top, over the top. Next thing you know, they'll throw it underneath you and move the chains once again.
And West has had good penetration, so maybe they're trying to slow down that rush of the defense. Right now they've got a four-man front looking at the Shamrocks, who Bile, the quarterback, is in the shotgun. Three receivers split out to the right. He goes back to pass. Looking, Lucker, he's under some kind of pressure. Hangs onto it, fires downfield off the fingertips of his receiver, and incomplete. He fired a bullet there that his receiver just couldn't handle.
Big Danny Rosa got in there that time, Tom. Almost, the quarterback almost had 300 pounds of fun on him.
He did. Boy, this guy's got escapability like we haven't seen this year.
He does.
It looked like he was going to be taken down. All right, it's going to bring up a 3rd down and 10. Big play here for West.
Like you mentioned, the West defense has really played well here, and certainly in that last possession where they forced them to punt, and so far in the first couple of downs here.
They're able to get penetration on this this quarterback, Bile. He's going to roll out now, fires to the sidelines. He's got a receiver. He caught it. He's hit, but he'll have the first down.
Wow, what an impressive, a deep out route from Bile to the receiver. Man, what an impressive throw by him.
Owen Semp. And that'll bring up 1st and 10.
I tell you, there were defenders in that area, but Bile just threw a perfect pass.
That beats a good defense. He's been impressive so far. It's 7-0 Shamrocks. They're on the move now. They got the ball at their own 46-yard line. They're going to send three receivers once again wide. They've thrown deep three times out of this set. We'll see what they do here. It's going to be a quarterback keeper as he goes around the right side, and he's lassoed and tackled for no gain. It looked like Skirmerhorn was in there, and I couldn't see the other player, but
that was a little wildcat action that time, Tom, as they snapped it right to the running back. And that was number 28 for the Shamrocks again.
You're
Hager.
Right. The quarterback lined out as a receiver.
Yes.
And he's looks like they're doing it again.
He's on the right side this time.
So I didn't get the name of the guy who's back taking the snap, but he's not.
It was Hager last time, number 28.
And it's Hager again, only this time a bad snap. It goes back to the 25, and Hager jumps on it. But West comes up with a big play there.
They go all the way back to their own 25-yard line, Tom, after having the ball at the 46. Wow, 21-yard loss on that play.
Hager, the running back, it was snapped over to his right. He might have been able to get a hand on it, but I don't know if he was ready for it.
Yeah.
It came so quick.
It did, and it looked like you said, it was off to the right just a little bit.
I don't know if the coach is second guessing his
the Wildcat formation.
That was a disaster. Those
they're doing a great job. Biles is doing a great job.
So it's going to bring up 3rd and 31. Bile in the shotgun. Goes back, tries to set up the screen. He's got his man. Jeffers has got the ball at the 25, still on his feet, but wrestled down at about the 33, well short of the first down. I'll bring up 4th and, call it about 18.
Right. No, that's definitely, as the Shamrocks are going to go into punt formation, give credit to this West defense the last two possessions.
Well, all year long, they've been coming up big, and they've played a good first quarter. We got 50 seconds left to go in the first quarter, 7-0 Shamrocks. Here's the punt, and it's a pretty good one. Gasson's going to let it go. and it's going to bounce around the 35 down there to the 34 is where they're going to down it. And the Titans will take over with 40 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. They got to get something on offense. They had a couple things going that last drive, just the penalties.
Yeah.
Cut them out.
Exactly. Down to the 19, had first down at the Shamrock 19 time, and then went backwards from there.
So Brandon Konchak still talking to Coach Vaughn as he comes back out on the field. 7-0 here in the first quarter. It's senior night at Thurlby Field. That is Konchak now in the shotgun with Skirmerhorn to his right. Fakes it to Mike, and he throws it off in the flat, and Skirmerhorn's there. Oh, just couldn't hang on to it. He did have two defenders right there, but the ball hit him in the hands.
Brandon Konchak, what a great pass.
Yes.
Dropped it over the two defenders right into Michael Skirmerhorn in a place usually Michael Skirmerhorn will make that play.
Absolutely.
Hey, we do have a big game just about 12 miles south of us tonight. Undefeated Kingsley, undefeated Traverse City St. Francis. Early in that game, Kingsley up 16-0.
It's a big one. Coach Ward and his Kingsley Stags. All right, it's going to be 2nd and 10 now for the Titans. They're just joining us. Detroit Catholic Central up 7-0. Konchak now with Skirmerhorn. Gaston in the backfield. He's going to keep or fake it to Gaston. He's going to keep it himself. And, boy, he is drilled at the 40-yard line.
Wow.
Boy, that was a hit.
That was Jack Davis, the defensive back, 6'180", just a junior, the first junior we've called tonight. Man, he hit Konchak square in the chest.
It was a de-cleater as he just took one. But I will say this, Brandon bounced right back up, but it looks like...
That's going to be the final play of this first quarter, Tom.
Yep, and we'll take a break here, come back with second quarter action. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
Life is filled with unforgettable moments, but frankly, insurance should be quite forgettable. If you're like most people, you don't think about your insurance until you need it. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to provide personal insurance that's personalized to fit your needs. At Top of Michigan, they listen to your worries, then work to make sure they never keep you up at night. Contact Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
And welcome back to Thurlby Field. We begin second quarter action. 7-0, Detroit Catholic Central Shamrocks. Their opening drive was a beauty. Went right down, scored, kicked the extra point, but Traverse City West defense has been stout ever since.
Yeah, they've played really well that latter part of that first quarter. Right now the offense has got a 3rd and 2 on an important drive at their own 41.
And Konchak got rocked on that last play, but he's back up, and he's going to keep it and drive it for a first down. We'll see where they mark it, but that certainly looked like he picked it up.
It looks like it's going to be marked right at the first down marker, Tom. I believe they're going to move those chains. So give that signal behind you, side judge, and move them on down.
For a Fox Motors first down.
Cha-ching.
Indeed. So here we go. West will have the ball at the 43. They had one impressive drive earlier, but then the penalties cost them. We'll see, and we're going to get a timeout. They're going to measure this.
They are. The refs want to check out those digital sideline markers for themselves because they are so impressive.
There's no way that wasn't a first down.
Oh, exactly. You can tell this. Lined up at the hash mark. It's on the hash mark.
This is just showing off the digital markers, and I don't blame them.
Helen Keller called and said that's a first down.
There it is. By half a football.
Yeah.
The digital yard marker, don't lie.
Yeah, Thurlby Field, they give you this perfect perch up here, Tom, and we take full advantage of it.
We could have saved them a trip out to the midfield, but either way, it's going to be a first down, a Fox Motors first down for the Titans. See if they can continue this drive here against the Shamrocks. The storied program, who has traveled well, too. Not only have a lot of kids on this team, but a lot of fans made a big trip up here. Konchak in the shotgun. Skirmerhorn to his right. He's got Schuler out there, Gaston to his left, and he fakes it to Skirmorn and tries the screen pass. There is nothing there.
And there's nobody there in that area either, Tom. Let's wait to see.
He threw it in an area where there was not
there
one Titan, and here comes the late flag.
Yeah.
I mean, that. I don't know why it took him so long to throw the flag.
Well, the side judge gave him the signal of there was no one in the area, and he waited for the umpire then to throw the flag.
That's the second time Brandon has done that, and the reason he did it is they set up a screen.
They've sniffed it out now. The last couple of times, they've been all over him in a swarm. They've been like five or six Shamrocks around the guy that's supposed to catch that screen pass.
And he only had one other receiver, so he had no place to go.
No, and that guy was doing a fly route. He was going. It was a go route. He was going down the field. Brandon needed to throw it as far as he could.
Yep, he needed to toss it down or take the sack, but either way, it's a loss down. It'll be 2nd and 27, and this is to give to Gaston, who lined up in the backfield. Mm-hmm. He picks up about 6 yards. It's going to be 3rd and very long again for West. Once again, the penalties.
Yeah.
Stalling these drives. The Titans have moved the ball on the Shamrocks. They just keep beating themselves. So we'll see. They're going to bring up 3rd and 21, according to our digital marker.
A couple of the tight ends, including Carson Douglas, come off the field. They're going to bring in an extra receiver.
Well, we see Aiden Camp in the backfield for the first time in a few games.
Yeah, he's been getting some playing time at that nose tackle position, but like you said, good to see him in the backfield again.
They've been double and triple teaming Skirmerhorn, if you've noticed. He's not going anywhere without a couple guys on him. Konchak now back to pass. He's going to fire down the sideline, and it is... that's going to be interference. I was going to say Skirmerhorn was there, the defender, for some reason, just hit him.
It might be offensive interference, because I think Skirmerhorn's the one that initiated the contact of that defensive back, so he wouldn't catch the INT, because he saw the passes out there, and I think he ended up playing DB on that one. But
it could be, but the Shamrocks are arguing, so we'll see what the actual call is.
Right. That would be a huge penalty.
Yep, you're right. It's offensive interference. The Shamrock player was just basically bracing for the hit.
Right, he was almost ready to call a fair catch there, and Skirmerhorn just hit him, just so he couldn't catch it.
This will be an obviously punting down, I'm thinking. Still third, that's right. This whole game, they've been operating out of these massive third downs. This is 3rd and 36. We've already had a 3rd and 41.
Yeah.
This is no way to beat the Shamrocks.
No. This is, again, where these digital sideline marks come in handy, because we'd have to count a lot of yards here in between.
Yes. Let them do it. So Konchak's going to take the shotgun snap. He's going to give it to Lewandowski. Picks up maybe 3 yards. So here comes the punting unit for West. 10:30 left to go here in the first half. 7-0 Shamrocks. They took the ball down in their opening drive and scored. The defense here for West has stifled them. Let's see if they can do it again.
Kyle McCrum's been doing a nice job of punting the ball tonight. He's gotten away some really good kicks. The long snapper's been doing a good job here as well. Need to continue that. One guy deep for the Shamrocks.
Owen Semp, the senior. Ooh, almost blocked, but boy, McCrum got off a beautiful kick, and it's going to be a fair caught at about the 49-yard line of West. They sent the house on that one.
They did. They were close to blocking that one.
As we noticed that the Shamrocks have gone for the jugular a few times here, a couple of three long passes that fell incomplete, and that time they sent the house and almost blocked the punt. 1st and 10 now. They'll have great field position, Troy Catholic Central will. They have it on the 48-yard line of West.
Yeah. Any time you start your possession in the opposing team's territory, it's a beautiful thing.
Indeed. So here we go. It'll be the quarterback, Declan Bile is his name. So Bile in the shotgun. Goes back to pass. No pressure. Fires ball complete, but not for much of a gain out there. That is Connor Cohen. Gets it out to the 45.
Declan Bile threw a seed. Absolutely scorcher there, like you said, to Connor Cohen.
He does that sidearm thing like Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, he does.
He gets a little pressure, and then he just fires that thing a bullet.
He can change the arm angle. Like when he throws those deep balls, it's overhand, but then he drops down to three-quarter and sometimes sidearm.
So here we go, second down. Bile again in the shotgun. Goes straight back to pass. Not much pressure. Fires over the middle. He's got a receiver. It's caught in the first down at the 30-yard line. Got an offensive lineman. Looks like he's down for the Shamrocks, but that is a first and 10.
Will Gaston on the tackle there at the 30-yard line.
And we'll take an injury timeout here, and we'll come back with more action as the Shamrocks have it. Did you give out the number on that one?
I do, yeah. I cannot see the number of the player down.
All right, after the timeout, I apologize, having some technical difficulty here, but the Shamrocks have the ball, and after the injury timeout, they fired it in the end zone. It went incomplete just off the fingertips of the receiver for Detroit Catholic Central. That was Ray Zerke, and he's down right now after taking a dive in the end zone.
He's still down, Tom, like you said, in the end zone. So we're going to have another injury timeout.
Well, that'll give me a chance to remind you that coming up at halftime, it's Bill Marsh Automotive Halftime Show. Discover how easy car shopping can be. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. And all the timeouts tonight are sponsored by Michigan Trailers. Michigan Trailers is always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value for your hard-earned money. MichiganTrailers.com. Shamrocks will have the ball second and 10. The ball's still on the 30-yard line. As the receiver now walks under his own power. I want to make sure I got the right number. Yeah, that was Reed Zerke. 8:59 left to go here in the first half. So a big second down. Second and 10 for the Shamrocks. Bile, the quarterback, he'll line up, take the snap at the 35. Getting plays in from the sideline right here, looking over the defense. It's going to be a four-man rush here for the Titans, and they're going to give to Hager, and Hager had a hole to begin with, but then he gets hit and hit hard. They have a Skirmerhorn, Lewandowski in on the hit, and that's going to bring up third and long now for the Shamrocks. 8:36 left to go here in the first half. Rich, I think, left to go get some of them homemade chocolate chip cookies.
I appreciate you pointing them out to me this time.
I know.
It took to week 9 for you to do that, but dang it all, buddy.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it.
Yeah, I was thinking even sharing this time, but no, I'm glad you got your own stash. All right, we got a big third down play right here at the 28-yard line, third and 8. Bile goes back to pass under a little pressure, fires over the middle, it's caught, and it'll be a first down. Still on his feet, though, is the receiver. The official didn't blow the whistle. I don't think he was down.
Right. I think Zutendam had him, and he rolled over the top of him. He kept his feet up and his knees up off the ground, and he just jaunts into the end zone.
And there was no whistle, and that looked like a legitimate play. I don't think he ever touched the ground.
No, I agree. There were two refs over there side by side, and they both said, that they think that he stayed afloat.
Wow.
And I would have to agree. It didn't look like he was down.
No, it didn't look like he was down. He rolled over the player, which is...
Wow.
It's still in play. So here we go. Extra point, 10th to come. That is Lucas Moscow. I think that's how you pronounce it, Moscone. Snap is good, end over end, and the kick is good. And here we go. Wow.
Just like that.
Indeed. All right, well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with the kickoff. You are listening to High School Football on Q100.
That's them.
Welcome back to Thurlby Field on senior night. As Detroit Catholic Central Shamrocks have run the score up to 14-0 with 8:03 left to go here in the first half. They'll be kicking off. It'll be...
They're going to blow it dead. I think they were offsides, Tom. Yep, they did, man. They're really watching that kickoff tightly here tonight, Tom. This is the fourth time, I believe?
Fourth time they've called offsides. Wow. Three of them were on the opening kickoff.
Right.
These officials went to...
We just couldn't get this game started, no matter what.
I know. We had a meeting this week and said we need to take care of those offsides kicking penalties.
That's right.
And they've certainly done that.
Yes. We've met our quota throughout the state thanks to the game here tonight. We appreciate that. But update, second quarter, we're all tied up. Kingsley and St. Francis, 16 apiece.
Whoa, it was 16-0 Kingsley.
Yes.
What a battle.
Oh, that's a great game. Again, 12 miles or so to the south at Kingsley. One of the better games in northern Michigan for sure this year.
All right, we got Lewandowski back deep. Also, Aiden Totten. And the ball is going to be fielded by Totten at the 15-yard line. He runs over to his left.
Got
a little hole at the 30. Breaks the tackle. He's at the 35 and hit out of bounds hard at about the 42-yard line.
That he great
was lassoed, but bounces right back up.
Man, Totten, I tell you, I like it. Aiden, one of the few juniors that gets a fair amount of playing time here, Tom. What a great return as the Titans are going to start roughly on their own 41. We'll see where the official spot is.
All right, they need to get some offense here. They need a spark.
They do,
down
exactly.
14-0. They've been able to move the ball. The just penalties have crushed them here in the first half. But we're still early. Let's see if we can get a drive here. They're going to go with a two tight end set. One receiver split, Gaston to the right.
And on the wide side of the field, by the way, in single coverage. This is Will Gaston time right now.
Indeed. Koncheck, though, fires it over the middle. Ball's tipped and almost intercepted. He was looking right at Carson Douglas, and he threw a bullet, went off his fingertips, and almost was intercepted.
He liked that big target over the middle. Like you said, though, when you throw the ball over the middle, there's more defensive bodies around there. I like this single coverage matchup with Will Gaston.
Gaston was clapping his hands after he wanted the football.
You know, he's probably 6'2", 6'3". He's one of the taller receivers that we've seen throughout the league this year. And this kid, anytime he's got single coverage, I'd throw his way.
And I think he's going to have it again as he lines out to right. This time they're going to give it to Skirmerhorn, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. If he got a yard, he's lucky, and that'll bring up 3rd and 10.
Yeah, I would, again, take my chances with Will Gaston out there. He's made big plays all year long.
He's been a big player there, like you say, all year long. He's come up with big catches, big runs.
Right from that Midland game on throughout the season.
This time they're going to go with three receivers. Actually, Skirmerhorn is going to be in the slot. And you've got Totten and Gaston over here on the right side.
Yep. Again, the wide side of the field going to flood this right zone.
Goncheck now on 3rd and 10. Ball at their own 41. The Titans have it. Brandon is hit, the ball loose, gets on the ground. The Titans recover it, but it'll bring up 4th down.
Cale Cerny with the recovery there. Good awareness by Cale. It's going to bring it 4th and long.
You know, we're only in the first half, and Brandon Koncheck has been rocked more than he has all season.
Yeah.
He's been hit a couple times hard running the ball and back to pass, too.
That's why I like initially the first couple of series, they had him rolling out right to, you know, where he was more comfortable getting away from that traffic in the middle of the field.
So the challenge here when you got Gaston out to the side is giving Koncheck time to throw. Well, the official said something on the mic, but I don't know what it is.
They're saying they're calling that a fumble. I guess, on that play. And they discussed some Jimmy John subs that they're going to be dining on later.
Yeah, that could be. Good choice. Maybe we'll see him there.
Yeah.
The snap. McComb has it. He boots it. A nice kick. And this time it'll set up a return, though, for Catholic Central. You got a flag. And it's a nice return out to the 40. Still on his feet. This big number 4. And he gets out of bounds at the 32-yard line of West. But you had a flag right at the point of attack.
Yeah. Aiden Lewandowski coming off the field with a little hitch in his giddy-up right now as well. But like you said, it was right around where he caught that. It could be a block in the back or a hold here. Tom, let's wait to see.
That was Owen Semp on the return, and a nice return, but let's see if it was set up with a block in the back.
And then we have another flag right down in front of our broadcast location, Tom, near the 40.
Had a lot of penalties this half, most of them on West, unfortunately. The official is pointing toward the Shamrocks.
Yeah, so talking to Coach Greg Vaughn right now. He said, move them back as far as you can.
Yes. 14-0. Detroit Catholic Central in the lead. I don't know if they can hear the officials, but I'll tell you, it's an illegal block in the back.
In the back. That's I heard the block in the back.
Yep.
I didn't hear the first one.
And really, even though that was a nice return, that block did set up the return because Lewandowski was there.
Yes, that really opened up his return left side of the field.
So it'll be on the 29-yard line, first and 10 for the Shamrocks. Defense, once again, has to come up big. See if we can get some points before the half ends here. But this is a talented Shamrock team.
That's right. 6:25 to go in this first half. Catholic Central up 14-0.
Bile in the shotgun. Got a new running back with him this time. Fires. There's pressure there by Carson Douglas, but he missed him. Bile fires it downfield, and a great catch, and this is going to be a touchdown.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. That was wow all the way around. Bile, he came just inches away from being sacked, rolled out of that, fired on the run, and hit his receiver. And there's a flag on the play.
There is. If it stays, it's a 71-yard touchdown pass, but we'll see. They might be bringing it back here.
Receiver made a nice catch on that one, but that throw was impressive. On the run, on the money.
He did the pump fake as Carson Douglas went flying by once again.
They have missed this quarterback a couple of times. He might be the most athletic we've seen this year. You can't just get back there. You got to get back there and hold on to him.
Yes.
And the Shamrocks look like they're moving backwards.
Right.
So this could be another big penalty against Detroit Catholic Central. We'll see what the call is here. These officials take their time. The Shamrocks lined up like it was against them.
Right,
the official says it's hold against the defense.
So they're as surprised as anybody is. They're celebrating huge right now. They totally thought it was against the Shamrocks.
They were getting ready to call another play, and now the touchdown stands and the extra point attempt to come.
Wow.
Boy, they got big play capabilities, do these Shamrocks, and they showed it right there.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Just to escape the pressure once again by Bile, and then to throw it right on target.
So the snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is good, and that's going to make it 21-0. Shamrocks in the lead, and we'll take a quick break back, and we'll be back with more football here on Q100.
Just because winter is coming doesn't mean your golf season has to end. X-Golf of Traverse City is open year-round for the most realistic indoor golf experience imaginable, from tee to green and including putting. Callaway is having a club fitting day October 23rd. Visit xgolftraversecity.com for all details and to schedule your best Christmas party ever. And of course, the full bar is open to celebrate the round or just gather with friends to watch a game or two. xgolftraversecity.com. Play, train, entertain.
You don't want to think about your family living without you. That's why Top of Michigan can think about it for you. Let's be frank. You might feel like it's too soon to start thinking about the unthinkable. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to prepare you for the unexpected, no matter your age or situation. At Top of Michigan, they believe the best relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. If you want to get frank about insurance, contact Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
Oh, does he? Oh, okay. That's a nice
little family. All right, after the touchdown, the Shamrocks kick off, and Aiden Totten has it at about the 5-yard line, and he's going sideways, and he's going to be hit and brought down at about the 7-yard line.
Yeah, so West is going to start this possession, Tom, deep in their own territory, inside their own 10 for sure. Let's see where it's at. Looks like the 8-yard line. Wow, so long ways to go for West.
As much as I like to use cliches, and you know I love them, this is the chance now. The defense is going to pin their ears back because they know that West needs to throw to get back in this ball game down 21-0, and they've already had an impressive pass rush this game.
Yeah, exactly. They need very little incentive here to send more guys in.
Gaston will go in motion, and the pitch is to Gaston. He's going to run around the right side. He's being chased, and he'll be brought down maybe for a yard pickup, if that. And he got rocked. Will Gaston got hit, and he gets up limping.
late flag on the play as well, Tom, after Gasson got tackled.
It didn't look like an out-of-bounds hit, but
no.
The flag went right where the tackle was, and Willis still limping, but he's going back to the huddle.
Ooh, targeting.
Oh, they're going to call targeting.
Ooh.
Yeah, he got really hit, and they're saying that it was helmet to helmet, but Willis hurt his leg somehow as he's limping off the field now.
Because he got tackled from behind on that play, and that's when, because he was running full steam. And then when you get tackled like that, you know, you have a tendency to pull and strain every ligament and the hamstring you have.
So it'll be first down now. Fox Motors first down after the penalty on the 22-yard line. Skirmerhorn off tackle, got a little running room, breaks it, gets out until about the 28.
Hey, a good positive yardage on that first down carry by Michael Skirmerhorn.
We've got 5:40 left to go here in the first half. It's 21-0 Detroit Catholic Central. They had one long drive to start this game, and then a couple explosive plays kind of broke this thing open.
Skirmerhorn was 7 yards on that first down carry.
All right. Second and three now. The ball at the 29-yard line at the Titans. Brandon Konchak takes the shotgun snap, and he's going to keep it. He fakes the Skirmerhorn, runs around to the right side, and he's going to have a first down.
Yeah. Good
decision. Tucked it under.
Little read option to the right side. Tucked it in the belly of Michael Skirmerhorn, pulled it out, and Brandon Konchak runs for 4 yards, and a Fox Motors first down.
Indeed. One thing you notice about the Shamrock team, maybe more than any team we've seen, is they hit.
Oh, they do.
Down in Cadillac, that was a hard-hitting team,
yep.
But this Shamrock team is...
They bring it.
Laying the lumber, as they say. First and 10 now. In motion will be Totten. They're going to give it to Skirmerhorn. Mm-hmm. Off tackle, nothing doing. He might have lost yards on that one.
Yeah, great penetration by the right side of that defensive line for Catholic Central.
Don't forget, at the end of this game, we're going to be picking a Jimmy Johns player of the game and a Fox Motor motivated player of the game. It's the last regular season game of the year.
Right. Clock continues to move. Under 4:20 to go in this first half. Catholic Central up 21-0.
I want to see that big linebacker for Central at 37. Boy, he's been a stud here today. Skirmerhorn now this time off the left side. Picks up a yard maybe before he's hit and brought down. He'll bring up third down and long.
Yeah, he was the man in there. Braden Corser,
6'2".
220, just a junior. So he'll be back next year. But
he's been all over the field tonight.
You watch him flow to the ball right there, Tom, and that's impressive. That he kept his shoulder square to the line until he had to turn and attack. But, man, he is impressive.
The Titans now on 3rd and 8, trying to keep this drive alive. Konchak back to pass, fires over in the flat, and the receiver hadn't turned around yet, and that'll be incomplete.
Yeah. That was Isaac Kelsey, the receiver, out there on the right side. Just almost like a little back shoulder action or supposed to be an out route just about right near the marker. And a little miscommunication that time. Going to bring up 4th and 8, and looks like the Titans are going to punt it away.
Mr. McCrum will be out there to kick. Back to receive will be Owen Semp for the Shamrocks. They're already up 21-0. We've got 3:32 left to go here in the first half.
Remember, Catholic Central brought the house last time on this punt. Doesn't look like they're going to do it this time, but...
You're going to get a timeout anyways by the Titans. And we will take a timeout here as you are listening to high school football on Q100.
Hi, folks. Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City. Your local authorized Easy Dumper dealer. An American-made Easy Dumper insert turns your pickup truck into a dump truck to make jobs easier. Firewood, mulch, sand, gravel, and construction waste become just a push button to unload. Let us turn your truck into the workhorse it was meant to be. Stop in and see the full line today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things,
like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base.
That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local auto owner's agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
And after the timeout, the Titans will punt it. Crum gets a nice punt away, and they'll get a fair catch at about the 31-yard line. The Shamrocks will.
Kyle McCrum, the punter tonight, will definitely have to ice that leg down later tonight. He's been a busy man.
He has. And he's one of the leading candidates for our Fox Motors Motivated Player of the Game.
For sure, because he plays offensive line, defensive line, punts, occasionally kicks off, you name it. Kyle does it all.
3:25 left to go here in the first half. Detroit Catholic Central Shamrocks already ahead 21-0 again with the ball. They got some big play guys on this team. They've already had a couple of explosive plays here in the second quarter as they're up by 21 points. Kyle back to pass. Fires downfield. He's got a receiver wide open. It'll be a first down, still on his feet.
Wow.
Finally gets hit about the 49-yard line. That's a big boy, too. Cameron Davenport, 6'1", 185.
Yeah, I wonder if this Declan Bile, if he's going to play collegiately somewhere. I mean, he's 6'3", 180. He's a senior. He certainly looks like he has the tools to play next-level football.
He's a good athlete. He's got a cannon, and he's very accurate.
Yeah.
Bile back to pass again. This time he's going to fire over the flat, and it's caught about the 45-yard line of West, and that was a heck of a catch. It was Daniel Shamek. I think I'm saying that right, number 10. He laid out for that one.
He did. I mean, his receivers are not afraid to lay out Mm-mm. and make these spectacular catches.
They're going to get a credit for 6 yards on that reception, so it'll be second and four. Shamrock's on the move. Bile now again fires out in the flat. Complete. First down. Detroit Catholic Central.
That was to Davenport, it looks like, once again, number 17.
Bile's just eating him up right now. He's going over the middle. He's going over in the flat.
Yep. No huddle offense at all. Getting the play calls from the sideline. And
that penetration that the West was getting earlier is not non-existent right now.
Right. This up-tempo will do that. It'll get that defensive line tired.
First and 10 now. Bile has three receivers split to his left, one to the right. Takes a shotgun snap. Not much pressure. Fires. Again, caught, and another first down. See where they spotted it. That was the first down. It is Cameron Davenport who's been wide open on this drive.
Yeah. He has. That was just a little comeback route. Just go beyond the chains, come back just a little bit, still pick up the first down. And Bile with the right on target out in that right flat.
As he is screaming out the signals now, he's getting the call late.
Going to be under 2 minutes to go with this snap.
He's in the gun. He goes back. He's a little pressure this time, and there's a sack. Ben Chalette.
Ben Chalette coming up with a huge play of the sack of Bile all the way back to their own 36-yard line. It looks like Catholic Central are going to call timeout. They are.
With a minute 52, and we're going to keep it right here. Is Ben Chalette, if Titans want any chance of getting back into this one, they got to hold them right here, and Chalette gives them the opportunity. By the way, this timeout is brought to you by Michigan Trailers. Michigan Trailers is always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value for your hard-earned money, MichiganTrailers.com. I want to thank all our sponsors, by the way. This is our final regular season game, and we appreciate their support in our first year of covering Traverse City West Titan football.
We do, yeah. We appreciate their partnership and joining the rank and file with us. We hope we've done a good job for the Titan football program, and we're going to continue next week in the playoffs. It's just a matter of when and where, and the selection show will take place at 5:30 on Sunday on Bally Sports Detroit.
That's right.
So it's a little bit earlier this year because of, again, the Red Wings game is scheduled to start, I believe, at 7 o'clock. So a little bit earlier at 5:30.
Shown our ability to travel all over the state.
Yeah.
We've been to Ann Arbor, to Marquette, and all places in between. Here we go now. Bile after the timeout. He's going to set up a screen pass. He's got his man on the first down, still on his feet at the 20, and inside the 20 to the 19-yard line. Again, that well-designed, and that Bile sells it. He goes back and lets his defenders get close enough,
right.
And boom, he whips it out there, and a big play and a first down for the Shamrocks.
Yeah.
No,
great.
Actually, they're gonna say his knee was down,
right.
And so they're not going to give him the first down. It should be short. It'll be second down now.
At the West 20 now.
Bile back to pass, fires again in the flat. This time, pass a little low. I don't know if his receiver was supposed to go that way, but he had to stop and the pass behind him, so it's going to bring up a big third down play. See if West can come through here.
One of the few off-target throws by Bile that time.
Yep, just to set it up, it's 21-0 Shamrocks with a minute 28 left to go here in the first half. Trying to get some more points on the board before halftime as Bile breaks the huddle. He'll be in the gun. Okay, the officials now say it's fourth down. They changed the marker and made the announcement, so it is fourth down now. Our digital guy back, and the fire downfield and broken up by Lewandowski. It's going to be Titan football.
What a big play by Aiden Lewandowski, going over the back and knocking the ball away without interfering with the receiver that time. He could read it all the way. Great defensive stand by the Titans.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a heck of an individual effort. And it's going to be first down, Titans. They've got a minute 24 left to go before halftime. I would say they're badly in need of some points. See if they can do something here.
And you don't need all the yardage in one play. You can, you know, 10, 15, 20 yards, Tom. Of course, every time you move the chains, the clock stops. So you can eat a big chunk yardage by just making those medium throws.
The good news is Gaston's in there. The bad news is he's still limping. This time they're going to give it to Skirmerhorn off that left side, and he doesn't get much. Maybe a yard will bring up second and long.
Clock continues to move. 1:10 and counting in this first half. Catholic Central up 21-0.
Well, if I didn't know better, it looks like they're fine with going in down 21-0.
Yeah, it's kind of
taking their
time.
They're in no hurry here.
No.
And really, on this is the play that you can take your time, because if they get a nice chunk of yardage, then you'll start using a timeout or maybe spike the ball. But no, if they don't want to give the Shamrocks the ball back, that's for sure. This time they give it right up the middle of the Skirmerhorn. Nothing doing there. Probably lost a yard. It'll bring third and nine, and there's 38 seconds left, and the clock continues to move. Doesn't look like Catholic Central's in a hurry to stop the clock either.
Big Michael Baydon, 6 foot, 265-pound nose tackle, met Skirmerhorn right at the point of attack.
All right, the Shamrocks not content to let the clock go, so they call a timeout. 28 seconds left, and we might as well keep it right here. Don't forget the Bill Marsh Automotive Halftime Show coming up. We'll have This Week in High School Sports, and we'll break down the first half and see what kind of scores we can pass along to you. What's going on? All right, we're getting the scores. As St. Francis, 24 unanswered points as they were down 16-0 to Kingsley, and it's now 24-16.
They have awoke. It's at halftime. They have awoke a sleeping giant.
Apparently. Let's just throw all the cliches in. I've got a whole list of them.
Yeah, right. Why not?
I always like the pin your ears back cliche, but I never understood what that meant.
No, exactly. I don't know. Right. I don't know how practical that is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm with you. Not only is it senior night at Thurlby Field, no, I agree. It's cliche night as well.
Cliche night, yes. So we'll see how many we can throw in before this broadcast is over with. But here we go. Third down and call it nine. As it'll be interesting play call here if they're going to go for the first down. You don't want to get the Shamrocks to get the ball back because they are explosive. Konchak is going to fire it downfield. He rolls out. The receiver well covered. It goes out of bounds. And so with 22 seconds left, they're going to be punting it back to Detroit Catholic Central.
To a very dangerous team.
As we've seen, they can score from anywhere.
Yes, they can.
But there is only 22 seconds left, so we'll see what happens. But they're going to be punting it deep in their own side of the field. As Kyle McCrum is going to take the snap from inside the 10. He'll be lining up at about the 7-yard line.
Kyle's done a great job all night getting the ball off quickly.
Semp will be back at about the 45-yard line of Catholic Central. There's the snap. No pressure. He gets them off nicely, and the Shamrocks will field it at the 45. Breaks the tackle, still on his feet as the receiver. The flag comes in. He's still going at the 40, still on his feet at the 35, and gets hit out of bounds at the 29-yard line, but there is a flag.
Yes.
That was a great return.
It was. He just
broke
kept
off five
spinning,
tackles. Yeah.
Breaking tackles and doing everything he can to stay on his feet. But like you said, early in the return, the flag came out.
And that may be enough to have him take a knee.
Oh,
there's only 5 seconds left.
One of the referees got taken down, Tom.
WWMN, Thompsonville, Q100.
A division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
All right.
The ID played.
Make sure that came in.
Near the top of the hour.
I thought the ID person was going to...
Right on the top of the hour at 8:14. Obviously, our computer's using Chicago math tonight. I never did figure that out, but...
Hey, at least it came in.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And the official is down. That's how it's taking the time. So why don't we take a quick break here, and we'll come back. And we got 5 seconds left here before halftime. The Shamrocks will have the ball first and 10.
Just because winter is coming doesn't mean your golf season has to end. X-Golf of Traverse City is open year-round for the most realistic indoor golf experience imaginable, from tee to green and including putting. Callaway is having a club fitting day October 23rd. Visit xgolftraversecity.com for all details and to schedule your best Christmas party ever. And of course, the full bar is open to celebrate the round or just gather with friends to watch a game or two. xgolftraversecity.com. Play, train, entertain.
And welcome back. We're live here at Thurlby Field. Tom Devin along with Rich Calkins for Q100. Titan football. Well, the timeout was because the official went down, but it looked like he got up on his own power. And there was a flag on that return, and it is against Detroit Catholic Central. It's going to negate what was a really good return, so they're going to have the ball at their own 40, what is that, the 47-yard line.
Yeah.
The return was all the way to the Titan 29, so that was a big penalty right there.
It was a huge penalty for sure, Tom. See what Catholic Central does here. If they try to go for the juggler here with 5.9 seconds left, like you said, in West, if they go into some prevent defense, because, again, we've seen the Shamrocks. They have big play capability here.
And this Biles got the arm to get it down there. So we'll see what they do. Well, it looks like they're going to line up with the three receivers, two to the right, or two to the left, one to the right. You're going to have some protection back there for Bile, and now...
Delay of game.
We're going to get a delay of game penalty. They're really going to have to toss this one a long way to try and get it in the end zone.
They are. Going to move them back 5 more yards.
This has been a mistake-filled game as far as penalties on both sides.
Both sides, yeah.
The Shamrocks are up 21 to nothing, but they have hurt themselves a couple other times. They could be up more not for those penalties. Bile now in the shotgun. He's going to go back. A little pressure. He ducks under it. He's going to fire it downfield. He gets it way down there, and it's over the head of everybody. Boy, he's got a cannon.
Man.
His receivers weren't down there.
No, exactly. He outthrew his receivers now down near the goal line. I mean, that was 55 yards.
Yep.
Yeah, great throw. We're at halftime.
All right. We're Bill Marsh Automotive halftime, and we'll come back with third. Well, we'll come back and talk about this first half and give you some scores as we have them. You're listening to High School Football on Q100. And welcome back to Thurlby Field. We're at halftime of the Traverse City West versus Detroit Catholic Central football game. 21 to nothing. Shamrocks are in the lead. Want to mention this is the Bill Marsh Automotive halftime show. Bill Marsh Automotive. Discover how easy car shopping can be. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com.
Okay, Tom, we have a few stats to go over here from the first half. Unfortunately, a lot of penalties in that first half by both teams. Of course, TC West had 6 penalties for 73 yards. Only the Titans were only able to rush the ball for 30 yards of team rushing in that first half. Passing yards, 48 yards. Most of those were to Carson Douglas on that one big play when they got it down to the 19-yard line of Catholic Central. But then kind of the penalties shot themselves in the foot and moved it back beyond half field there at the 50-yard line. So, anyway, Catholic Central, they have thrown for 240 yards in that first half. That is some impressive yardage up and down the field. They've only ran for 6 yards.
Well, I knew Bile was having a good half, but
man,
not that good.
Yeah, and quality receivers on this team as well. They're going out. Those stick'em gloves those kids use nowadays, that stuff is amazing. That really, those kids are making some great catches. And we have a halftime score down at Kingsley. Traverse City St. Francis up 24-16 at the half after being down 16-0. So, what a comeback by St. Francis.
Well, it's 21-0 here. The defense, despite the 21-0 score, has played well. It was a couple of big plays that were the difference, but after that opening drive, they shut them out like three straight drives. But unfortunately, and this was the case last week against Marquette, our offense just can't stop beating themselves. They've had a couple of good drives, but these penalties are really hurting them.
Yeah, they just get into a rhythm and they'll start moving the ball, like you said, and a costly penalty will put them back and down in distance, and they just don't have enough overall talent then to pick up those big chunks of yardage. This is a more of a methodical, we move the ball 3 to 4 yards at a time, down, move the chains, do some things like that. That's what they have to do. But when you play that style, you can't afford to, like you said, shoot yourself in the foot, and that's what happens, and therefore we got a goose egg on the scoreboard right now.
And we talked about both of these teams are playing for playoff position going into this one. We're not quite sure where Wes is going to stand if they end up on the losing end of this.
Right.
Unless they come out with a really big second half.
Might be down at Granville. Might not. That's what some of the prognosticators, again, are saying right now. But we'll see.
We know for sure they're in no matter what?
We
don't know.
We don't know officially. We do not. The person that this guy that's Snooze to You is the website. It's the guy that you check out there. And the guy, I think he's from the Grand Rapids area and stuff. I've been following him for about 10 years. This guy is spot on. I mean, he pretty much has predicted what is going to happen with the playoffs for years now. And he does a nice job. He does a really nice job. Yes, occasionally there are some mistakes that are made and things like that where teams go to different regions and whatnot. But he's got it pretty much dialed in on a certain formula. He does a great job.
And if they end up by playing, is it Greenville you said?
Granville.
Granville,
to the west side of Grand Rapids.
Okay, if they end up by playing them, what kind of team is that?
It's a very good, they play in the OKC Conference. And they played undefeated number one Rockford to within one score. There were 99 points put on the scoreboard between the two teams, and Granville played them to within one touchdown. So that's their one. And there's one other loss that they had. But they are a very good football team.
Well, if we end up by making that trip, the only thing that concerns me is whether they've got a Hardee's down there. If JJ's coming with us,
please,
he's going to
want... no more Hardee's. I'm waving the white flag. Just say no.
That was our venture up at Marquette. JJ wanted a Hardee's so bad, and we pull into one in Munising, and it's closed, but we found one in Marquette, and he was the happiest man in America.
He had one 30 miles from his house over in Grayling for years, and why he never came over and got one at the home studio where he worked for years, I don't understand it. But
I was glad we were able to make his dreams come true.
Highly entertaining, man.
Yes, it was. Well, we're going to need a big, entertaining offensive show by West in the second half if they want to come back from this one. 21-0, they're down to the Shamrocks. Still being entertained by the band. It's senior night, by the way, so the band members that are seniors are all getting introduced with their parents. The players, before the game, got introduced with their parents, so a nice ceremony.
And congratulations to this band. Really nice band. They've entertained us at halftimes at all the home games this year. Great job by them.
They have. It's really been a first class. And I want to thank, too, whoever it is in this that brings these homemade cookies up to the press box.
Thank you.
It doesn't happen every game, but when it does, it's magic.
It is magic, for sure.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with second half action. We're live at Thurlby Field. where the Shamrocks of Troy Catholic Central are up 21-0. You're listening to High School Football on Q100. And welcome back to Thurlby Field. Tom Devin along with Rich Calkins for Q100. We're at halftime. Traverse City West down 21-0 to Detroit Catholic Central Shamrocks on senior night, as they're still introducing some of the band members along with their parents here. Yep. A great tradition. They had the players introduced before the game with their parents.
Right. Yep, an extended halftime ceremony here on senior night, like it always is. You know, every team at their last home game typically makes that their senior night. So, of course, Catholic Central up 21-0 at the half.
We mentioned this storied program, and yes. Like you mentioned, 14 state titles. And I ran out the stats before I came here that in the last 20 years, they've made the playoffs in 17 of those years, made the semifinals of the state championship in 11 of those years, the finals, 8 of those years, and they've got 4 state championships. That's all in the last 20 years. So this is a powerhouse program, and you look across that sign of what we've seen here tonight, and this isn't one of their better teams in the last few years. They've got 2 losses, but boy, they have some athletes, and their quarterback, Bile, is a stud.
He is a stud. I mean, what a model of consistency at the higher levels. So, you know, some teams can be, you know, make the playoffs each year, do some things like that, but to consistently make deep runs and get to the semis, the finals, and win 14 state championships like that, I mean, that's impressive. I don't care who you are, you have to respect that. And Catholic Central, they came out and they're playing hard. West came out early and really, you know, was playing really hard as well, and they continue to play hard here. But a lot of times we talked about it. It's those self-induced penalties, things like that, that really have caused them some issues.
So if you're Coach Vaughn, you're talking to your team at halftime, you're pretty much saying, okay, 21-0, we're not going to go quietly.
Right.
Let's still play. We're going to play 60 minutes. We're going to play hard. Keep that defense, which despite the 21-0 score, played pretty well in that first half, and they need to get something going on offense.
Yes.
As West should get the ball to start the second half. As we are live here at Thurlby Field on senior night. They just got done introducing the band and their parents.
We do have an update in the third quarter. Kingsley came out and scored in that third quarter. Right now, St. Francis is still up 24-22.
What a football game. That one is living up to its billing. That was one of the biggest games in the state tonight.
Yeah. Missed 2-point conversion by Kingsley there. Failed to convert the 2-point conversion. So, therefore, again, St. Francis up by 2, 24-22.
And hats off to Coach War, who used to coach these Titans, as he went right back to his old school there and picked up where he left off the first time, and he's got a state championship contender once again.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he just, you know, great coach in Northern Michigan, no question. Josh Sellers does a great job at St. Francis. His dad was a great coach at St. Francis forever. So, runs in the family.
So Wes will get the ball to start the second half, down 21-0. Aiden Lewandowski, along with Totten, will be back there. Let me get my sheet here. Aiden Totten will be back there.
Yep.
We got 3 Aidens on the team.
We do.
I just noticed that.
Well, remember, Will Gaston did limp off at late in that second quarter, so he's usually one of the deep men. He is not out there right now.
This is the coldest night of the year so far that we've been broadcasting. You see the fans across the way. Everybody's in blankets. And here's the kickoff. And it'll be taken by Totten at about the 8-yard line. Bobbles a little bit. Gets it out to the 10.
There's a nice hole.
To the 15. Yeah, a little bit of running room. Gets out to the 25 before he's brought down at the 26-yard line. So the Titans will start 1st and 10.
And Nico Grenrich with a nice tackle there on special teams. First. The Shamrocks, but hey, West gets the ball there right around their own 28-yard line with the first possession of the second half.
And obviously they're going to have to throw the ball a little if they want to get back into this one, and they've got to figure out a way to stop that pass rush of the Shamrocks, because they have Konchak all kinds of problems back there, and he's been hit harder in that first half than he has all year.
Yes, no doubt, Tom.
There's the shotgun snap. They give it to Skirmerhorn. He's got a hole off on the left side. Gets close to a first down. He'll be just short. There's a nice piece of blocking up front there. I saw Carson Douglas was the lead blocker, and Skirmerhorn gets it second now and nine.
Oh,
and
we got
announced a flag.
Oh, that was a late flag there, Tom.
They were huddling up for the next play, and a flag came out. Do they have too many men on the field? As Gaston came out quickly, and that's when the flag was thrown. Illegal substitution. Yeah, as soon as Wilk ran out there, the flag came out.
Right.
And once again, you have a big play, a 9-yard pickup on first down, and now you're walking backwards.
Yeah, that's tough. That's demoralizing on the team for sure there. I mean, nice run over the left tackle that time. Again, you picked up 9 yards on the very first carry in the second half, second and one, and then now all of a sudden, oh, no, this is going all the way back to...
Well, wait a minute. Illegal substitution's a 15-yard penalty?
This is more than that because this was all the way up.
That's going to be second and 24.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Okay, well, Skirmerhorn gets it off the right side, picks up about four or five.
That was a 23-yard penalty because they had it up 1 yard away from the first down.
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all.
So, and now they've got it. There it goes, second down, because they had the marker at fourth.
Somebody's
going to have to explain that to us.
Yeah, I have no idea what has transpired.
Illegal
here.
Substitution sends them way back, so they got the ball now on the at the 20-yard line. Konchak takes the shotgun snap. He's got some running room on the outside. Look at him go. He's got a first down. He's at the 50. He's got one man to beat all the way down to the 35, to the 30-yard line.
Man.
Brandon Konchak.
And you know what, Tom? The best thing about it, no yellow hankies out on the field.
Indeed. So there you go. That's what you draw up on second and
quarterback
29.
Quarterback keeper, because what that does, that moves the chains for another Fox Motors first down.
Absolutely. So here we go, the Titans. See what they can do here. They've had a few drives in that first half. They just couldn't finish them off. So here we go, first and 10. Ball at the 33-yard line of the Shamrocks of Detroit Catholic Central. Shotgun now. Konchak gives it to Skirmerhorn. He's got a little running room, breaking tackles and bowling over people. Gets about 6 yards.
I like
that. Was a physical run.
Hey, Michael Skirmerhorn getting his pad level down low, running over defensive backs on that run. I think what he said to him is, respect my authority.
That might be what he said. You know, he's looking at his last game at Thurlby Field, possibly.
And
wants
I bet
to
you that
with a bang.
Coach Vaughn, that was one of those win one for the Gipper speeches at the halftime.
Second and 6 now. Konchak is going to keep it again. This time off the left side. Bowls forward. He's going to be short of the first down. Pretty decent pickup. It'll bring up third and short. As they're gone with the quarterback sneak a couple of times here in the second half. It's worked effectively.
It's going to be third and 2 now, Tom. Definitely 4 down territory if they don't pick it up here on third.
They're going to mark it right at the 25. So the Titans will have it. Third and short. They've been lining up in this two tight end set in the second half. With Skirmerhorn to the right, Aiden Lewandowski to the left. Again, the quarterback keeper, Konchak, up the middle. But he's being held. I don't think he got the first down. We'll see where they mark it. I don't know if he got the forward progress enough. He's going to be just short.
Just short, yeah. I think he's about a half yard short, Tom, possibly.
He thinks he's got it, though. He's pointing to the one official. But nobody's given us a first down indication yet.
Going to be fourth.
It will be fourth, okay. And according to our digital marker, fourth and one. So big play here for the offense of the Titans.
Absolutely.
I would almost go with the quarterback sneak again if that
once
was me.
Again. Yep.
Konchak now. Aiden Lewandowski to his left. Skirmerhorn to his right. And they're going to give it to Aiden, and he bowls forward. I don't think he got it.
I don't think so either.
There was no hole there, and he was met by about 4 Shamrocks, and they're celebrating now because they think they stopped. And actually, the ball was lost out here.
Wow.
But it was already, he was already down, and it's not going to make much difference at this point. It'll be first down Shamrocks.
It is a turnover on downs, and they actually gave him a pretty decent spot, to be honest with you, and could not pick it up. So turnover on downs deep in Shamrock territory. Inside their 25-yard line, Tom.
Well, that was a big down, that was a big series right there. Needed to get some points. Well, once again, they're going to count that defense to stop them and see if they can get something going after that.
Right, yeah. So we're Catholic not. Central will take over at their own 24-yard line.
Quarterback Bile, who's thrown for 248 yards in that first half. A couple of scores. He's got the, he's in the gun now. And gives to Hagar, the halfback, and he picks up about two before he's hit out of bounds.
Good job by that West defense, flowing to the ball and carried Hagar right out of bounds, Tom. Like you said, maybe picked up a couple of yards or 2 to 3 yards, but good job by the Titan defense.
Bring up second and seven, the ball at the 27-yard line of the Shamrocks. Looking for the plays over at the sidelines. It's senior night here at Thurby Field. A really good crowd on the west side. It's the coldest night of the year. Bile now back in the gun. He has taken a few snaps under center tonight. This time he's in the gun, sends a man in motion, then back, back to pass. No pressure, throws it out in the flat. It's complete. That'll be a first down and more out to about the 40-yard line.
Yeah. He was over wide open in that left flat with Connor Cohan going to move the sticks for a Shamrock first down.
Boy, that Bile just sits there. When you give him no pressure, and he'll pick you apart.
Because he had one receiver going over the middle. He was covered quite well. And then Cohan off to the left side here on an out route. He was wide open and, again, moving the chains.
First and 10 now. The ball, they're going to say it was a 39-yard line of the Shamrocks. 7:33 left to go here in the third quarter. 21-0 Detroit Catholic Central. And they've got the ball and moving again. Bile now. He's going to give it to Hagar. Hagar breaks a tackle, still on his feet before he's wrestled to the ground. I guess he's still up.
Yeah.
Because they're hitting him. Boy, that's dangerous.
Man. Yeah, he would not go down. He absolutely, he was kind of hog-tied by the shoulder pads there.
That
but
was
he,
Ben Chalette. No, check that. That's big number 88 for... that was Jacob Morgan, who had him by the shoulder pads, but he didn't go down, and he just basically took some extra hits because of it. And it's going to bring up second and five now for the Shamrocks. Six, 20, or 54 left to go in the third quarter. Looks like Titans lining up with the four defensive linemen. Looks like Carson's going to come on the blitz. Bile fires downfield. He's got a receiver, but way over his head. It's going to bring up third and five.
Yep. One of the few passes that was overthrown by quite a ways that time by Bile.
Carson Douglas came on the blitz and forced that pass probably a little sooner than he wanted to throw it, and thus the overthrow. So third and five, 6:37 left to go here in the third quarter. Live at Thurlby Field. Last game of the regular season.
With
started off at 88 degrees in Ann Arbor, and we're ending up with about 40 degrees here in Traverse City.
Catholic Central up 21-0 again, 6:37 to go in the third.
Bile in the gun again. He drops straight back, fires in the flat. It's caught, complete, and there'll be a first down. Just barely off the first down, or over the first down marker, but it counts just the same, and it's going to be first and 10 at from midfield.
Kind of an easy pitch and catch to Connor Cohen that time, number six. Just got enough time, enough yards there, Tom, as he's right at midfield, and that's another Shamrock first down.
So Bile back in the gun again, this time with two receivers split out to the left, one to the right. Hagar in the backfield. He gets backfield, rolling runners, a little pressure. He's got some running room, cuts outside, picks up about five. Everything's positive yardage with this quarterback.
It is, yeah. Yep,
if he doesn't have a receiver downfield, he'll either check down and run or hit someone right over the middle.
Exactly what I was going to say. He didn't have anything downfield that he liked, so he tucked it and ran, picks up, 5 yards on first down, makes it second and five. That's very doable. He never puts himself behind and down in distance.
And he had great escapability in that first half. Titans two or three times had him look like sack, and he broke out of it. Second and five, they're going to give it to the halfback.
Ben Shallott meeting him right in the middle of the hole once again.
Spencer Lyons, who's checked in, they carried the ball, 6'2", 205, junior, and nothing doing there. Maybe picked up a yard, so it'll bring up third and four. Ball at the 44-yard line of Traverse City West.
You got it all year long, Ben Shallott, the senior. He's an undersized lineman, both offensively, defensively, but I tell you what, that kid mixes it up with anybody.
Indeed. So here we go. This is a big third down play here. If the Titans want to get back in this one, they got to stop them here. Ball on the 44-yard line of West. It's Bile in the gun with one in the slot to the right, one out deep. Takes the snap, goes right back. He's under a little pressure, fires. He's got a man down there, but he throws it over his head. It'll be incomplete, and it'll bring up fourth down. That time there was pressure.
Yeah.
McCrum was in there for West, and Remington Schultz put a lot of pressure on Bile and forced him to kind of the overthrow there.
Yeah, he did. He wasn't able to set his feet that time and throw the ball as he just overthrew his intended receiver. And good job there also as Aiden Lewandowski helped separate the ball from the receiver that time. Knocked his mouthpiece actually out.
Skirmerhorn will be deep, and he's going to let it roll at the 15 takes a Sherrock roll. Look at it, still going all the way down to the 4-yard line where the Titans will take it first and 10.
Man, when they got things rolling, as now the Titans have to go 96 yards here to try to score, Tom.
As old Bob Ufer used to say, if it wasn't for bad luck, we'd have no luck at all.
Yeah.
As Skirmerhorn thought, the better, he thought, it's going to bounce at the 20.
I thought that was a country song about your college lifetime. I thought that was...
That's what kept me from getting good grades. Bad luck.
7 years of college down the drain.
No way to go through life, son.
0.0.
All right. Konchak is going to take the snap at his own end zone. He's going to take it right up the middle. He picked up a few yards. Got a little breathing room out there. It's going to bring up second and long.
That's the play I thought they were going to run on the fourth down play. Just that little, shotgun formation. Big Brandon Konchak, harder to bring down, and they only needed a yard initially. But, he picked up 3 yards plus there.
It'll be second and seven now. We got the ball... All right, just close to the 7-yard line. Konchak now in the gun again, and he's going to keep it again. He's going to run off that left side. Got a little hole there.
Yeah.
And he picked up 2 or 3 yards and bring up third and short.
Looks like he's right near that 10-yard line.
He had a long run on that last drive that was stalled.
He did that. He ran, went down along that left sideline. Finally got taken out by a Shamrock player, but it's going to bring up third and four.
That's a big third down play here. You don't want to get the Shamrock's good field position, and you want to see if he can get some points on the board here before the end of the third quarter. We got 3:45 left to go in the third quarter. Carson Douglas now in the backfield, and Konchak goes, fires it over the middle. Boy, he had a receiver
There we go.
That's
going
to be in their first down.
That's your man 37 for the Shamrocks.
That was an unnecessary hit. That went right through Shuler's hands, and he took a step before he got hit. And it would have been fourth down, but this is going to be a personal foul, and it'll be a first down.
Corser there, the linebacker, again, like you said, unnecessary hit that time. Would have turned it over. Most likely, West would have had to punt the ball away. Now they're going to get a first down and much more breathing room out of the shadow of their own end zone.
Indeed.
Another cliche that hasn't been used. Check that one off. Shadow of your own end zone.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so let's see if we get West going here, man. We need to get some points.
Exactly.
Get on the board here against this Detroit Catholic Central team.
25-yard line, Tom. You can do all kinds of things now from the 25.
They've been running that quarterback sneak with Konchak with a lot of success here in the second half. Aiden Lewandowski will be in the backfield with it. Koncheck rolls, fires in the flat to Skirmerhorn. He makes a nice catch, but boy, he is drilled as soon as he catches it for maybe a 2-yard gain.
And got taken down awkwardly, too. The upper body, that was more of a Greco-Roman wrestling tackle that time, Tom, but did pick up 3 yards.
We mentioned that this Catholic Central team can hit, and they've laid some licks out there. Like Keith Jackson used to say, when he gets his shoulder square, he'll lay a lick on you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they've spent a whole lot of time through their years doing tackling drills, and it shows because every one of these guys have excellent tackling technique.
Second and seven now. Koncheck in the gun with it'll be Lewandowski off to his right, sends a man in motion, and throws it out in the flat. That was Totten in motion. He catches the ball, but he's got no room out there. And here comes the Shamrocks that just drill him backwards. They might give him forward progress to the 30, but it's still going to be third and long.
Yeah. They may have given him a yard and a half on that time. We'll see officially. But, it's gonna 6 yards to go on third down.
He's open out in the flat, but you almost have to zip that ball because if you're hanging up there like you did, you're giving the Shamrocks all kinds of time to get there. And
too much team speed. They make up ground quickly.
Indeed. So
timeout for West.
All right, and we will take a timeout, and we will be back. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local Auto Owners agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
All right, we're back here to live action. 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. A big third down coming up for West. It's third and six at their own 30-yard line. They want to keep this drive going, see if they get some points here and make this a competitive fourth quarter. They're going to stack up three receivers off to the left-hand side. Koncheck goes back. He throws to Totten. Totten gets lassoed. He had blockers out there, but they look like they missed their blocks.
It looks like they missed their blocks. And, again, team speed by the Shamrocks absolutely blew that play up there. A little wide receiver screen in the left flat, but it went backwards, Tom.
Yeah, these little passes in the flat haven't worked much today. And
no.
It's
you got to go downfield against this team for sure. And, again, maybe 5-10 yards, but, again, you got to go because, again, when you go laterally like that, there's too much team speed by this Catholic Central team is they will gain ground in a hurry.
Absolutely. So it's fourth and nine, obvious punting situation. Well, we say obvious. We thought that a few times this year, and we'll see what they do. McCrum will be back there, and he takes the snap, and he boots a high one. It's going to be fair catch signal at about the 44-yard line of Catholic Central, so they will take over first and 10. 1:08 left to go in the third quarter.
Matt Zutendam right there with near the fair catch. Tom, we do have another update down at Kingsley. St. Francis has stretched out their lead 31-22 over Kingsley.
Well, we're getting updates.
St. Francis hot off the presses. St. Francis has scored again, so we'll get you the update after the PAT.
Well, this Kingsley team that's played really good defense all year long has had their hands full today.
They do, yeah. Again, St. Francis has an explosive team for a Division 7 team.
And again, they try the Wildcat.
tip.
The Shamrocks, if there's one complaint about what they've done today, is that's the third time they run the Wildcat, and each time it's been a disaster.
Right.
That time they lost 5 yards.
Need to start that campaign, just say no to the Wildcat.
I know. They kind of have somebody stopping the coach from calling the Wildcat. Maybe they thought, well, it didn't work in the first half. It was just a fluke.
They'll never suspect it again.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. Are they lining up again? No, Biles back there.
So they lost, what, 5-6 yards? Yeah. About 5 yards. So it's going to be second and 15.
And they lost yards the first two times, and they had a big penalty on one of them. All right, Biles this time. He's going to take the snap. He's back. A little pressure, but he fires. Oh. He's got a man wide open at the 50. Breaks the tackle. He's off to the races. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Shamrocks.
62 yards.
Well, we do have a flag.
Oh, we
do. Down in the offensive backfield. And the Shamrocks are holding their heads down, so this might be coming back.
Might be doing the moonwalk back towards the other end.
And this would be the second touchdown call back on Troy Catholic Central, and it is against them. A huge play. That was big number 4, Owen Semp, 6'2 senior, that caught that touchdown pass, but it's all for naught on the holding penalty.
Like you said, they've taken two scores off the board. Potentially we could have a running clock here with those two scores. But again, hey, costly penalties, that happens. We had mentioned down at Kingsley again, St. Francis have scored and kicked the PAT. They're up 38-22 right now.
So you see some of the Shamrock offensive linemen consoling the young man who had the holding penalty. Well, we got 8 seconds left in third quarter. It's 21-0 Detroit Catholic Central. If West wants to get back in this one, they got to hold here. It is second and 31. They got to keep the Shamrocks back behind that 25. Bile now in the gun again. Back to pass. He's under all kinds of pressure. Tries to set up a screen. The ball is bobbled and on the ground, but that's an incomplete pass.
Wow.
Ben Chalette on the recovery, but it was actually an incomplete pass. And that time they sniffed out the screen pass, which they didn't do in the first half.
That's exactly right. They've had some huge success with it, or like you said, throughout the first half. But TC West was all over. Anytime the offensive linemen just let you go right by them, you should know as a lineman that, wait, something's funny here. It's not supposed to be this easy.
So it'll be third and 31. Bile in the shotgun, looking at his coach for signals. Calls him out to his offensive lineman, takes the snap, back to pass. A Chalette got him, all kinds of pressure. He's chasing him, still rolling. He's under the gun, fires downfield. It'll be incomplete, and fourth down.
Yeah, good job by Ben Chalette, forcing Bile to throw the ball right near the sideline. So it's going to bring up fourth and 31 from their own 22.
You know, that's what you were talking in the first half. He had a beat on the quarterback, but he didn't let him get away.
Yes.
And he forced that throw, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. So we will take a break as you are listening to high school football on Q100. The Shamrocks were getting ready to punt, and the punt
went over his head, and the punter was chasing it in the end zone, and instead of picking it up, he kicked it on purpose out through the back of the end zone.
To avoid the touchdown.
Yes, to avoid the touchdown, and then safety was called, I believe, because of it's illegal touching or kicking of the ball or something. But I think West is going to get 2 points out of this at least.
And right they will now get the ball if it's a safety.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens here. The officials coming over to talk to Coach Vaughn. What a wild play during the commercial break. That is the first time we've seen a mistake of that magnitude by the Shamrocks.
Right.
It's officially a safety, so the Titans are on the board, 21-2, and they'll be getting the ball back.
Yep. Now with a little momentum from that safety.
And if they exercise this penalty on the kickoff, it'll give them even better field position. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not
no official
sure
word
if, it
yet.
If it can carry over to the next play or not, because they made the signal that the penalty, I think they had to accept it on the, obviously they took the 2 points instead of taking the penalty, so they'll get the 2 points. But again, well, no, they are going to, look, they're going to kick off from their own 20, so they can use it, that penalty, on this play. So this is a great opportunity for West to have great field position.
Indeed. Let's see if they can get a good return here. The Shamrocks already just shooting themselves in the foot for the first time we've seen. Well, they've had a couple penalties on touchdowns.
Right.
And that was their Achilles heel in their loss to De La Salle the last time they played a couple weeks ago, as they committed five turnovers.
Yeah.
And had a whole bunch of penalties in that one.
And they have a senior-laden team.
Now here's the kickoff, and it'll be Totten will field it. And he fields it at the 30, gets outside to the 35, 40, still on his feet. He gets hit by the 45-yard line and driven backwards. Actually, he's still on his feet, but the Titans will have great field position on their own 45.
Yeah, definitely will take that time. Anytime you start near midfield, you'll take it. Again, with the Titans now on the clock, on the scoreboard, down 21-2 here early in this fourth quarter with 11:44 to go in the game.
It did get a score here. By the way, Cadillac beat Fremont 35-0. How about those Vikings, too, with a big win last week?
Yeah, that was a huge win.
And they're playing some good football.
Yeah, against Portland last week, one of the top teams in Division 6.
Konchak will give it up to Skirmerhorn. That play hasn't worked much tonight here. Is it maybe a one-yard gain off tackle? 21-2. Shamrocks on the lead. I would think this is must score if the Titans want to get back into this one. Konchak talking to his coaches. They're going to have Totten over on the left side. Check that. That's Shuler. We haven't seen Will Gaston either since he got hurt early in that first half.
I think he tried to come out in the second half, and he was a bit gimpy then.
And again, up the middle this time. Was that, yeah, with Skirmerhorn again. Boy, that's a curious call. Two straight running plays off tackle. You're down 21-2 with 10:56 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
Yards tough to come by in the
Indeed.
Middle of that defensive line.
What was it? We had 20 yards rushing in that first half, something like that.
I'll have to double check my stat sheet here. It's here somewhere, Tom.
Konchak quarterback sneak has worked here in the second half, but that's about all. He's back to pass under a little pressure. Fires out in the flat. Oh, Carson was there. Carson Douglas was there, but he just did not turn around in time.
Right.
That's going to bring up fourth down and long.
In the first half, we had 30 yards of rushing as a team.
So I'm curious as to the strategy here, Rich, and maybe you can explain it. Two straight running plays, and now on fourth down, they're going to kick. 21-2, it's not extravagant, but still, time's running out here.
In theory,
it's a three-score game.
You know, Coach Vaughn, he's a riverboat gambler. Is this the time that you do the fake punt with fourth and eight near midfield?
We'll see. McCrum takes the snap, and you're going to get a timeout. Yep.
Yeah.
Shamrocks didn't like it, so they took a timeout. So let's take a timeout ourselves. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
Just because winter is coming doesn't mean your golf season has to end. X-Golf of Traverse City is open year-round for the most realistic indoor golf experience imaginable, from tee to green and including putting. Callaway is having a club fitting day October 23rd. Visit xgolftraversecity.com for all details and to schedule your best Christmas party ever. And of course, the full bar is open to celebrate the round or just gather with friends to watch a game or two. xgolftraversecity.com. Play, train, entertain.
All right, after the timeout, Titans get set to punt. Kyle McCrum will be back at his own 32-yard line.
Catholic Central, though, must have seen something that they did not like in that last formation, looking for the possible fake.
No fake on this one, though. So McCrum gets a snap.
Another
a nice one.
Kick. Wow.
Catholic Central calls for a fair catch about the 16-yard line where they'll have it first and 10.
Will Gaston did play on punt coverage there. I see him coming off the field now, number 19 there. Tommy, he was down there in punt coverage.
So let's see if the Titans can get something going here on defense. Shut them down and let's get the ball back.
Right.
I was just curious about that series of calls. It was almost very conservative for a team down by three scores, but you know, there's still plenty of time. 10:24 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
Yep, and Catholic Central will start this drive. They're taking a lot of time on their own sideline. They will start this drive on their own, 16-yard line.
Well, they don't want to mess around. They thought they had a comfortable lead, and then that snap that led to a safety.
So far, West hasn't been able to take advantage of that momentum.
Bile now. One man in the backfield with him. Two receivers split. One to the right, two to the left. And Bile goes back to pass. He fires downfield. He had a receiver, had a little step on Lewandowski, but he would have had to throw a perfect pass, and he didn't.
And he went out of bounds, too. The referee took his hat off and threw it on the sideline there, so he actually was probably ineligible.
So it'll be second and 10.
The referee, whenever they take their hat off and throw it along the sideline, that means the receiver stepped out of bounds.
Well, Catholic Central's not afraid to throw the long ball. They've done it several times. They connected on one here tonight.
Right.
But for the most part, the Titans have had it sniffed out. So here we go. Second and 10. Bile back to pass. No pressure. Fires out in the flat. It's caught about the 20. Breaking a tackle and getting a first down. Big number 12 over there for... Now, that was Brady Blackka, who made the catch and a nice run afterwards in his first down now, Shamrocks.
Yeah, like you said, nice yards after catch. He broke two or three tackles there. It should have been about a 4 or 5 yard pickup, but he did a good job in avoiding the tackle by West, picks up a first down. So the Shamrocks are moving the chains.
Talk about this Bile quarterback had 248 yards in the first half. I'm guessing he's well over 300 at this point.
Right.
Takes the snap, gives to his halfback. That was Reef that's come back in. A flag comes in flying after he picks up about 5 yards.
Yep. Matt Zutendam coming in with the low hit of the running back that time took him down. We'll see what the call is.
Some stats on the penalties in this game because there's been a lot of them. That's going to be on Catholic Central, so they're going to drive them back.
Wow. Just amazing.
It'll still be first down, but it'll be first and very long. 21-2, the Shamrocks up with 9:40 left to go in the fourth quarter. Don't forget, at the end of this one, we are going to be picking our Jimmy Johns Player of the Game and our Fox Motors Motivated Player of the Game.
That's right.
That's all coming up. There's an official running to pick up his... He can't start the play with the flag on the field, so there we go. He picks it up, and now here come the Shamrocks. Bile. Drops straight back, fires in the flat, it's complete. Oh, a tackle broken there by the receiver, and he's going to be close to the first down. A big pickup there for the Shamrocks.
Wow, just a simple little out route that time.
To Davenport.
Yeah, Bile to Davenport. Davenport eluded the first tackler, I think it was Matt Zutendam, and now it looks like he did pick up that first down.
Yeah, they're
going
to give him the first, and he could have been tackled for maybe a 2 yard gain instead. It'll be a first down with 9:18 left to go, 21-2. Shamrocks on the lead as they continue this drive. Traverse City Central ends their fine regular season, beating, Harrison?
North Farmington.
North Farmington, 56-0. And there's Reef again with the ball. It cuts outside, got some running room. And again, a flag comes flying in. It's almost every play now.
Yeah.
He picked up about 5 yards. The officials discussing it.
Might be another hit to the head here, Tom. We'll see.
It happened at the end of the play. I'm trying to give an indication of who's hanging their heads here, and I can't see.
Oh, it's another hold on the Shamrocks. Wow.
Well, I know their head coach over there,
Anderson.
Dan Anderson is going to have to tell his team to clean that up before the playoffs. They've been penalized, I think, maybe close to or more than West.
Yeah. Yeah, they were very close. They had 70-some yards in penalties in that first half as well. And they've had more here in the second half.
It cost them two touchdowns.
Yeah.
And a big pickup there. So it'll be first and 16 now for the Shamrocks.
You said that they're approaching 300 yards passing in this game, but also 100 yards in penalties.
Yep. And now you're going to get a timeout here as you almost got another penalty on the Shamrocks.
Oh, and they didn't get to it.
Oh, they didn't get to the timeout, so it's going to be a delay of game. It's going to push them back another 5 yards.
Coach Anderson's coming out. He's thinking the side judge is going to say he called it in time before the delay.
Yeah, he's arguing his point over there. We'll see if they give it to him. Doesn't look like they're going to, but we may have a conference, an official conference. Well, they're lining up as if it's a timeout. So they'll let us know. Yeah, they did get the timeout, so no penalty. And we'll take a timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
Only the best.
Almost every play now, there's a flag thrown.
So they're on first down, another penalty, and they're discussing it. Like you said, it could be anything. He picked up about 3 yards, but... and the Shamrocks are... acting as if it's against them, but the officials haven't broken their huddle yet. So we'll see. Man, a lot of penalties here in the second half. Personal foul against the Shamrocks.
Right. Catholic Central, once again, nothing but penalties here.
They have really played sloppy in this last few minutes. Yep. Not just the penalties, but the bad snap that cost them a safety. Maybe West is getting in their head.
Maybe, yeah. Could be. Tom McGinn scores Catholic Central 21, West 2, late in the ninth inning here, playoff baseball.
We need a big turnover here.
The digital sideline says first and 33. Tom, what's the offensive coordinator draw up here?
Screen pass.
Yeah.
It's worked a few times. File in the shotgun, takes the snap, gives it to his halfback, and they bobbled it. Reef ended up by coming down with it, but he's going to lose yards.
Man, that mesh point, they were absolutely sloppy. It almost, the ball, for a second, looked like it went down onto the ground.
That was Jaffer, I should say, Muhammad Jaffer, and that was a bad hit. Boy, they're playing sloppy here. The West needs to take
advantage of
this and get some momentum.
Yeah.
It's 8 minutes left. They're down 21-2. Catholic Central now realizing that
no gain on that play. Now we got a what?
Quarterback Bile is really.
We've got an injured Titan on the field near the 25. Tom can't see who it is.
All right, well,
Matt Zutendam. He's getting up and walking off the field now.
All right, we're going to keep it right here. We got some scores to pass along, right?
Yeah, I didn't get all the scores. We do have an update from Kingsley. St. Francis 38, Kingsley 30, about 4 minutes ago or so in the fourth. 2:29 now left in the game.
What a football game.
That could be in regulation, by the way.
Trying to get a score here. I know Cadillac won their game.
Yeah, 35-0.
35-0. The Vikings, you know... I'd almost say that outside of Catholic Central here, that might have been the toughest, hardest inning game we saw in years.
Oh, they're very physical, especially for a Division IV team.
Yep.
Yeah, they bring it.
File back to pass. This time he's under all kinds of pressure, and they set up that screen pass, and his man has got some momentum. Oh, and he's hit! Aiden Lewandowski laid a lick on the running back.
The hit of the night was Aiden Lewandowski bringing it.
Laying the lumber.
Love it.
Wow. That brought the fans to their feet. That looked like that was going to be a much bigger gainer than it was.
Yeah.
And it's going to bring up third and 19. Give credit to the man that carried it. He bounced back up, but Aiden Lewandowski, that's going to get him a ding-dong award. That's
no
what our
doubt.
Coach used to call the best hit of the game
right?
back when I played.
Yep.
A Deke leader. Third and 19. Bile looking over to the sidelines. See if West can hold here and get that ball back. Sends a man in motion. Fakes the handoff. Drops back to pass. Looks in the flat. Nothing there. Throws downfield and Aiden Lewandowski again. This time he bats the ball away.
Aiden Lewandowski.
It's twice he's done that today.
Definitely in playing for one of our players of the game tonight.
You know, and I keep forgetting to call him by his nickname. Remember the coach told us? Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou with
exactly.
a sweet play there on defense.
For Lewandowski. Sweet
yes.
Lou.
Sweet Lou has had a great game here. He's doing some hitting. I told you about Catholic Central's team's hitting. There's some hitters over on the west side, too.
No question.
Skirmerhorn will be back to receive at about the 39, his own 39. Delayed snap. There it is. Punter gets it off, and it's a nice one, high one. And Skirmerhorn, he bobbles the ball, and it hits the turf, and the Shamrocks will have it.
Right at midfield. Oh.
Well, I could see the hesitation. He was thinking...
Right.
Fair catch, let it go.
Started to knuckle a little
yeah.
bit. And you misjudged it just
yeah.
a little bit. And yeah, that's the one you back away and let it hit the
yeah.
turf.
You would have had decent field yeah. position if you let it go. But he tried to field the knuckleball. It went off his shoulder pads. And now
right.
the Shamrocks will have it with 6:39 left to go. Up 21-2.
Yep.
And I understand the mindset.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
thinking,
sure.
if I get a big return, maybe score a touchdown, we get right back in this.
Because we just offensively haven't been able to punch it in. Maybe
yep.
I can do something myself.
Yep. The
and he saw a crease. Yeah, I totally understand it.
What did I say earlier? It wasn't for bad luck.
We have
no luck
at all.
First and 10 now. Ball at the 49-yard line of the Shamrocks. File back to pass. Not much pressure. He's going to fire downfield again. And again, he's got a receiver wide open. And that one over his outstretched hands, it'll be second down.
That was Owen Semp was kind of, had a couple of steps on the Titan defender that time, Tom. But they couldn't hook up.
They've been throwing the ball downfield all game. And the Titans have covered him. But that
yeah.
time, his receiver was open, he just overthrew him.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. This Shamrock team is just, they've been out of sorts in that second half.
And I tell you what, the Titans have done a heck of a job on their running game. They've shut
yeah,
it down.
They have, yeah. Yeah, they have only picked up things through the air after that first series.
Second and 10. Bile gives it to his halfback, and he's got some running room. He'll have a first down. Just as I say, they stopped the run, he's going to score a touchdown. Titans were not ready for that one. It was a delayed handoff.
51-yard touchdown run by Catholic Central.
And that was Spencer Lyons. It was just a little delayed handoff. It looked innocent
yep.
enough, but the Titans were looking past, and boom, Spencer took it off. As soon as I said they were shutting down the run,
right.
they drop up their biggest run of the night.
Spoke it into existence.
So 27-2. Boy, what a quick turn of events. See how things can happen?
Yeah.
The fumbled punt, and then a couple plays later, touchdown, and there's the extra point attempt. Snap is good, and kick is good, and it's now 28-2. We'll take a break. Kickoff coming up. We got 6:23 left to go here in the fourth quarter. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
And go Titans.
All right, here we are back after the touchdown, the extra point by the Troy Catholic Central Shamrocks, putting their lead up to 28-2. They're going to be kicking off. It'll be Totten back to receive. He's going to, that one's going to go over his head and just barely get into the end zone. Here the Titans will take it over first and 10. Well, the Titans had really tightened things up there at the end of the... Or in the middle of the fourth quarter, but just two
right.
plays turn it around like that. The
exactly.
fumbled
big
punt.
Play capability will do that for
yep.
you. You know what I mean? I mean, you're never out of games, and if you need to stretch that lead out, you can do one big play, and it changes the whole composure.
So here it is, the final home game for a lot of these seniors on senior night. Maybe the last time they'll have the ball here in the fourth quarter. 6:23 left to go. 28-2. Shamrocks in the lead. Konchak back to pass. He's under some pressure, and he's going to go down. right around the 11-yard line. He had a man. He just couldn't get the ball to him over here.
Right.
That was Isaac, who had broken open in the flat, but when he got no time to throw.
Yep, that clock will continue to run, Tom, as it's under 6 minutes to go here. Again, Catholic Central up 28-2.
Give credit to that Shamrock defense. They have shut down the run, and they put all kinds of pressure on Brandon when he's back there to throw.
Yep, force him to be pretty much one-dimensional.
Yep. Brandon's back to pass again, fires it across the middle, just over the outstretched hands of his receiver. It'll be incomplete. That is number one who's come in. That was Roberts, who's checked in.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'll bring up third and 19.
Reese Robertson, just a junior. He'll be back next year.
So with 5:42 left to go, it's all comes down to Sunday night to see what's going to happen here with the Titans.
Yep.
Again. You know, it used to be up until, what, last year, you know, you win six games, you're automatically in the playoffs.
Not anymore. It's they changed the point formula.
Koncheck back to pass, fires in the flat, and it's caught. Brought down about the 24, will be short of the first down.
That was Shuler over there.
Yep. Nice pitch and catch, but it's going to be short of the first down. It'll be fourth and call it eight. And with 5:22 left to go, so here comes the punt team.
Going
to
say he stayed in bounds, so they are continuing with the clock moving.
Well, Brandon's going to stay out there.
He is.
On fourth and seven. Why not?
5:10 to go in the fourth quarter.
Fourth and seven, see if they can pick up a first down. See if they can score a touchdown here on senior night.
Catholic Central up 28-2.
Back to pass, Koncheck. All kinds of pressure, fires, and it's broken up. It'll be first of all. Wait a minute. Flags are coming in.
They are. I think they're going to get pass interference on Catholic Central. He kind of went through the receiver.
There was contact, no question. And these officials do not want to get cheated out of their flag throw here tonight.
No, not at all. Not at all. There is a quota system that has been established.
They're going to get like tendonitis
from all
the flag throwing here tonight. There's been a ton of it on both sides, too.
But
it is against the Shamrocks, so it'll be first and 10 Titans.
The more flags you throw, it rolls over your 401K. And
is that what happens?
It's compounding interest. That's the key, Tom, compounding interest.
These guys are going to be billionaires before the night's over.
They know that. Yeah. They're driving. They're the ones with the Brinks truck out there in the parking lot.
Yeah, I think that's Bill Gates. In one of the striped shirts. So here goes Koncheck, straight back to pass. Fires off on the flat to Skirmerhorn. Skirmerhorn catches it and gets drilled as soon as he gets his hands on the football, but he picks up about 4 or 5 yards and driven out of bounds.
We do have a flag back.
I was going to say, the clock's continuing to run, but they're stopping it, and they got a flag in the offensive backfield.
Yeah.
It's cha-ching.
Yes, exactly.
Refs. This is the most penalties I've seen in any game I've done in a long time.
It disrupts the entire flow of the game. I mean, totally.
It's almost equal on both sides.
Oh, true. Very true. I mean, unfortunately, when there's a big play, you're perusing the field at first before you call it because you want to see if it's coming back.
And they're huddling up, and they give no indication. At one point, the Shamrocks scored a touchdown. There was a flag on the field, and they thought it was called back. And after one of these extended huddles, they gave it to him. And this is a long... it's either a penalty or it's not.
No.
But they might discuss what kind of Jimmy John's sandwich they want at the end of this one.
And they're talking... Is this a salaried game or is this per hour?
Okay, they're calling a personal foul.
On West.
After all that... So now I'm not sure why the huddle. It's either a penalty or it's not.
Right.
But whatever. It's against West. So after the short gain, it's going to bring up second and very long.
Yes.
Let's see where our digital sideline marker marks this one.
25.
25 yards.
Do I hear 26? 26. So I hear that.
Koncheck now in the gun. And he's going to give it to Skirmerhorn up the middle. Check. Yeah, that is Skirmerhorn, Michael. It's a nice run, about 10 yards, but they had a long way to go, so they bring up third long again.
Other than that run by Konchak, that longer run, that may have been the longest run for the Titans here
right.
in this game.
That play has not worked tonight till now. Third and 15 on Titans. We want to get a touchdown here.
Catholic Central is substituting freely on defense. They do have the linebacker in there, too, but I've noticed along that front and some of the safeties getting some playing time.
And quick pitch out to the receiver, big number 50. That's Isaac that caught it. He got went nowhere. Oh, and here comes the flag again.
What?
There was a lady.
Are you kidding me?
It's really news when there's no flag, but here it comes. And you got two guys pushing each other. That was well after the play again.
Yes.
And so we're going to get another huddle. They're talking to Wes, so I don't know if that means that it's against the Shamrocks.
They're talking to the one that was involved. Time, and that was Owen Camp, number 75 for West. And
personal foul. Blow to the head. It's against West. Yeah. So they had it third and 15. This is going to make it. How many times have we been over third and 25 tonight?
Yeah.
Just at least a half a dozen.
Both teams now have got to be well over 100 yards in penalties.
And the penalties decline, by the way, it's going to bring up a fourth and 15.
Okay.
3:49 left to go here in the fourth quarter. It's getting really sloppy.
Right.
And the Shamrock's going to take a timeout here, and we'll take a timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
Where do you take your real friends for real barbecue and really good service? Sparks Barbecue at the Four Corners of downtown Traverse City. But get there early because they sell out of their premium barbecue daily. You'll know why when you taste their legendary beef brisket smoked daily in 100% wood smokers. Treat your pals to a daily drink feature or a Michigan craft beer exclusively on tap. Sparks can light up your next event with catering, too. EatSparksBBQ.com.
All right, after the timeout, the Titans will have it. Third and 28. With 3:49 left to go in the fourth quarter, they're down 28-3. Konchak goes back to pass, fires long one downfield, and oh, just broken up at the last second. He had Schuler out there at the 45. It hit him in the hands, but the defender for the Shamrocks came up and really hit him hard, and it's going to bring a fourth down now in 28. Titans are going to bring their funny, and as on cue, we've got two penalty flags on the field. It's been an incredible amount of penalties tonight, but right now we're four out of the last five plays. They do not want to finish this game. Yet it's against the Titans.
So they're going to decline it? Yeah.
Well, we thought they declined the last one, but it turned out they didn't. We'll see what they do here. As they will decline it, so... 4th and 28, punting situation obviously for West, down 28-3. McCrum. As Rich is back at the cookie table, he should be back any second now.
They nicknamed me the cookie monster. I hung around too long.
We've had two penalties since you left. They just kicked off again, and a flag went flying.
Oh.
This is now, I'm keeping count, this is five out of the last six plays there's been penalties.
That's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean,
the last one was declined. It was against West, but who knows, these officials, we got a whole bunch of them here, like six officials, I think, and they are not getting cheated out of their penalty flag throwing.
Not at all. The return team?
Yeah, it's the penalties on the Shamrocks. You know, on the one hand, you could say both teams are playing sloppy, but sometimes you do get official crews that love to throw flags.
That get nitpicky, and they'll call absolutely everything to the letter of the law. You know, I like the referees that go into a huddle and say, hey, 74, watch your holding. Do some stuff. You know, do some coaching out there once. And if they keep doing it, then you flag them. Yeah. You do some things like that. Don't just constantly throw flag after flag after.
Especially at a 28 game.
Tonight to watch the Zebras.
No.
You know, that's not the way it's
Somebody needs to tell them.
Yes.
We've got a new quarterback in for the Shamrocks. He fakes a handoff and runs outside, doesn't get much. He gets out of bounds after maybe a one-yard loss.
Skyler Hunter, he's just a freshman.
Yeah.
Getting some playing time for Catholic Central as a freshman. I mean, man, that's got to be I'm sure there's not a whole lot of freshmen that get playing time on the varsity at Catholic Central.
That's a good point. So they're going to say he actually lost a few yards, so it'll be 2nd and 14. This Hunter is going to be in the shotgun, takes the snap, goes to 10, and guess what we got?
Whistles and flags.
A procedure penalty,
it's
looks like.
It's a twofer on Friday.
Oh, I got to see how many, when this is over, how many of the penalties, because I don't think I've ever been involved against a game like this.
Remind us next time when we go into contract negotiations that when we talk about games, if there's in excess of 100 yards in penalties on each team, we get a bonus.
We get overtime.
Yeah, for entertainment fees.
So after the penalty, it'll make it 2nd and 19, and there's a shotgun snap. Give to the halfback, who's also new in the game for the Shamrocks, and he loses yardage.
Chasing that play down from the weak side was Caleb Kuchnerkevich. You got to like the Kuch man running
the
that
Kuch.
Down from the backside.
Yep. There's a lot of these seniors now looking at their final minutes at Thurlby Field. And it's going to be 3rd and 15. It's actually longer than that. It's 3rd and 23. Yeah. See, the scoreboard wrong, but our loyal digital
sideline guys, they're on top of it, man.
3rd and 23. Shotgun snap. The freshman goes back to pass. He's going to fire way downfield. He's got a receiver bouncing around and incomplete.
Wow.
He had Totten out there covering him, and he's looking around for a flag.
Yeah.
And for the first time, to everybody's shock, there's no penalty flag. Totten doing a nice job out there.
Really nice job defending that. That freshman showed off an arm there.
He did. All right, so they'll bring up 4th and 23. Titans will have another shot to get a touchdown on the board here. Who's that? That punter for the Shamrocks done a nice job tonight. And again,
turn
he boots another high one. And
wow.
Skirmerhorn's going to let it go, and it's going to take a nice roll all the way down to the 31-yard line, so that's where the Titans will have it.
Catholic.
I'm going to give this guy credit. Lucas Moscone is the punter.
47. That one, and nice. Again, that one turned over for him. Great, great punt.
I was going to say, man, he looks tall, and he's listed at 6'4", 195, and that's the punter.
Who died? You know, those private schools in the Metro Detroit area, you know, they kind of got the pick of the litter down there.
Might say that. 1st and 10. And they travel well, too. They had a couple buses out there.
Very
they got pretty good size fans for that long trip. Konchak takes the snap. He rolls out to his left and throws and almost intercepted.
Yeah.
Looked like he had Schuler out there, but he overthrew it, and that's going to bring up 2nd and 10 with 2:26 left to go in the fourth quarter. 28-2, Catholic Central on top. They scored on their first drive, Catholic Central did. Then the defense of the Titans really came up, but two big plays in that second quarter. One a long pass and one a long run, and that's pretty much been it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because again, overall, this I thought this Titan defense has played pretty well tonight.
Well, they've absolutely shut down the run, but it's been the big play capability of the Shamrocks that's made a difference. Konchak back to pass, throws the Schuler off in the flat. He catches the ball. They're going to. But as he was going down, the defender took it away from him. Catholic Central sideline is screaming that it should be a fumble.
The one side judge, they say, it hit the ground. Is there, it was down on contact. Yeah. Yeah. And, wow, that's a healthy spot, too.
And that is two plays in a row without a penalty flag. A minute
56.
Let's keep it going.
Yep.
A minute 53 to go. It'll bring up third down and two for the Titans. Brandon Konchak, the quarterback, the senior, playing his last game at Thurlby Field, more than likely.
Right.
As he's going to keep it. Goes off to his right side. He's got some running room. He's got a first down. Gets it over to the 47-yard line.
Let me check the digital markers on the side. They say that's a Fox Motors first down.
Absolutely. Once again, the digital guys. All right, first and 10. At a minute 29, so the only drama left in this one is the Shamrocks are up 28-2, is that the Titans can score a touchdown here on the Shamrock defense that has been impressive all game long. They put pressure on the quarterback. They've shut down the running game of the Titans. But let's see if we can get something going here. Konchak with Lewandowski, Sweet Lou in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Brandon goes straight back to pass. Looking. He fires downfield.
He's
got a man out there. Just over his head. That's Isaac.
He was wide open that time. Like you said, Isaac Kelsey.
Kelsey had turned his head, and he had to go back for the ball. It hit him in the hands, but it would have been a tough catch.
Right down the west sideline. 101 to go in the final home game here at Thurlby for TC West, most likely.
And we got check in another receiver. I'll get that in just a second. They're going to give it to Sweet Lou up the middle. Not much there. Parker Kirshner is also checked in at receiver. We got 52 seconds left, so the Titans will have a couple shots here to see if they can get a touchdown. Looks like nobody's in a hurry to stop the clock. See, that's like an oxymoron. Nobody's hurry to stop the clock.
Yeah.
I like to throw that in there. Konchak now, 36 seconds left. Shotgun snap, straight back to pass. Looking, he fires downfield. He's got
a receiver
out there. He makes the catch, but he's out of bounds.
And that was Schuler?
Schuler, yep.
They're going to say, yeah, he was out of bounds, yep.
He caught it, but just not in bounds. It'll be a fourth down and 10 with 27 seconds left to go on this one. Only drama is to see if the Titans can put up a touchdown here on the Shamrock defense. I'm trying to see the receivers that have checked in. We got a whole new receiving core here for the Titans. It's Konchak, straight back to pass, looking, fires downfield, and it is dropped there. Wouldn't have been a first down anyways.
Exactly.
And so the Shamrocks will take it over first and 10 with 23 seconds left to go here in what has been a slow-moving fourth quarter.
Yep.
Thanks mostly to the men in striped shirts.
Lots and lots of penalties here. It took over the second half here.
I hope we have some ice so they can ice down their elbows at the end of this one.
Well, remember, they are going to be counting a lot of money on the way home.
That's right.
So maybe once they get home, they
can ice. Per flag, yeah. But the penalties aren't the reason West is losing
this game. No, not at all.
The penalties have been on both teams.
No, that's just slow.
And actually, two of the penalties cost touchdowns for the Shamrocks.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, we're not making excuses. We're just talking about pace of play.
Yeah.
You know, this is like a baseball game broke out all of a sudden at Thurlby tonight.
Well, I'm going back to my recollection of all the games I've done, and I can't remember a game with this many flags.
Yes.
But either way, looks like the Shamrocks are going to go in victory formation now as Hunter is going to take the snap. Takes it, takes that knee, and that should be the last play of the game.
Right.
28-2, Detroit Catholic Central. Well, we knew they were a powerhouse, and they showed it at times here tonight. And wrapping up a 28-2 victory over the Traverse City West Titans here on senior night. And the last home game more than likely for Traverse City West for a lot of these great seniors. Shaking hands at midfield, and we'll take a break here, and we'll come back with the post-game show. We'll also have our Jimmy John's Player of the Game and our Fox Motors Motivated Player of the Game.
Hey Titans fans, if you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options, get an accurate trade-in value, calculate your monthly payment choices, and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh, welcome to easy. And go Titans.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local auto owner's agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
Add a little spark to your next party when you host it at Traverse City's premier event space, The Loft, that sparks barbecue in the heart of downtown Traverse City. They don't just add a touch of class, but a spark of excitement to any event. You might have trouble choosing from a vast array of dining and drink options, but their premium barbecue is guaranteed to make your party a flaming success. Booking holiday parties now. Go to EatSparksBBQ.com to set your party on fire. EatSparksBBQ.com.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, your local authorized Easy Dumper dealer. An American-made Easy Dumper insert turns your pickup truck into a dump truck to make jobs easier. Firewood, mulch, sand, gravel, and construction waste become just a push button to unload. Let us turn your truck into the workhorse it was meant to be. Stop in and see the full line today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's crouton.
All right, we're unmuted.
Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Thurlby Field for the post-game show. Tom Devitt along with Rich Calkins here as the Titans wrapped up the regular season with a 28-2 loss to powerhouse Detroit Catholic Central, the Shamrocks. And the Shamrocks have big fan base that came here today, and it was interesting. I just watched them. They all gather as a team and sing their alma mater song or whatever,
right,
fight song with the parents and fans over there.
I visited their website, you know, doing some research. It's impressive, just their website. That, you know, they talk about, you know, being a champion, you know, in life and not just on the sports field. They talk about all this stuff and they expect greatness. I mean, you know, you put those expectations high of young men and stuff, and they'll answer the bell. You know, and again, most of these kids are going to learn life lessons. We are in sports. That's what you do. You know, very few kids go on to the NFL except for, of course, the 55 kids that have gone to Catholic Central and moved on to the NFL. But still, you want to learn life lessons. You're still going to be a citizen out there for the rest of your life no matter what. And so it's just impressive to see that, the camaraderie, the teamwork involved with these guys. And you know, this is, I had always heard about Catholic Center. I watched them play in the state championships for years, you know, so it's really, to see them in person, it was, other than the penalties, obviously, but it's impressive to see.
Yeah, and they got some big play capability. They played good football. We knew the Titans were going to have to play a perfect game to beat them, and they obviously didn't.
Right.
Their defense had lots of big moments in this one, but, you know, we discuss it. We don't know if it's the officiating crew or the both teams were making a lot of mistakes. I can't believe that both of them were doing that bad. So I think the officials were a little quick on the flags.
Right.
But just take all that aside, the Titans end up their season 6-3.
Right.
This is probably, I think, maybe you would agree with me, the toughest team that they played all year. Well,
no.
Central was tough, but yeah, I would say maybe equal those two as far as tough opponents.
Yeah, those two absolutely were the two toughest teams, no doubt about it, Tom.
But before we get into the Sid, let's just look at the season as it has been. Going down to Ann Arbor with a massive comeback that they had in the opening game against Midland. And then you look at that game down in Cadillac, played a tough Cadillac team, beat them 21-7. That was probably the most impressive victory of the year, I thought.
Exactly. Not a ton of offense. Every inch on that field meant something in Cadillac. You know what I mean? That was such a physical battle, like you said. And both teams played very well.
But the team has entertained us and the fans. This senior-laden team this year, 6-3, is a decent record considering they had a lot of tough games and a lot of traveling to do.
Right.
And they still looks like a good shot to make the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. It certainly looks that way. You know, again, a lot of prognosticators got them playing Granville down on the west side of Grand Rapids. Again, we will find out officially on Sunday night at 5:30 on Bally Sports Detroit. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the playoff game. You know, no matter what, it's an honor to make the playoffs in the state of Michigan. They just don't have every team do that yet. And so when you have to earn your way in, TC West should be proud that they have done that.
Well, let's talk about this game. Do we have any stats that you want to break down, or you just want to talk?
I mean, basically, unfortunately, you know, the penalty yards are both over 100 yards for each team. You know, Catholic Central with the big plays, you know, was the difference in this game, no doubt about it.
Their quarterback was impressive all game long. Bile, they had two touchdowns that were called back because of penalties. The Titans basically shut down their running game for all practical purposes until the end there. But through the air, the Shamrocks were impressive.
Because I remember commenting after the first drive that Catholic Central scored a touchdown. I was impressed on how balanced it was because they did run, but they threw as well. Well, they abandoned the run pretty much after that and just threw the ball, and that's what happened at that point.
So, tough way to end the season, but we knew that the schedule for the Titans was top-heavy and bottom-heavy.
Yeah,
and we knew their last part of the season was going to be tough. And we may be getting a coach coming up here with a few players. Maybe we'll bring some seniors.
Okay.
Just have to make sure everything's up and working here.
Real quick, we'll do our Fox Motors motivated player of the game.
That's
Matt Zutendam, number 6. He was mad defensively all over the field like he always is, really hitting hard. But then Aiden Lewandowski is our Jimmy Johns player of the game, number four. He had the hit of the night as he lit up the Shamrock here right around the 30-yard line, Tom. And everybody, it came to their feet in the stadium here at Thurlby Field, because it could, one of those you could hear and feel throughout the entire stadium.
He also had two picture-perfect defensive breakups.
He did.
That, on this quarterback, that's worth talking about, because these not just this quarterback, but these receivers for the Shamrocks are pretty outstanding, too.
Right.
So we'll be talking to Coach Vaughn. He's going to be making his way up here as we'll get ready and discuss what he thinks about this game and what's happening next week as well.
Yeah.
And
yep.
we will be, if there is a playoff game, which we're pretty sure there's going to be, we will definitely be there next week, whether it's a Friday or a Saturday.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah, but again, typically in years past, they announce who you play. What is determined usually by Monday is the time that you play and which day you play. So that's typically in years past how the Michigan playoff system works. So we'll ask Coach Vaughn if he maybe has some insight. Of course, he serves on these committees, and you know,
It'll be on the Michigan High School Athletic Association webpage, but I'm sure the Traverse City West football webpage will update as soon as they know when and where that game is going to be played.
Because then you can see who else is in their district. You can see different things like that.
Yeah. So. All right, well, there's the answer there, and I believe Coach is here. There he is, Coach Vaughn. Oh, okay.
Okay,
brought the captains for this year. Let me see if I can get this mic on. There we go. Can you hear that, Rich?
It's hot.
All right. Anybody want to talk first? There's the veteran. You've been up here a few times.
He has, yeah, no doubt about it. Kyle McCrum joining us here in the post-game show. Kyle, I know the game... The season didn't end, regular season didn't end maybe the way you guys wanted it, but I think defensively you guys put forth a lot of effort and overall, yeah, you gave up, what, 28 points or so, but I thought you guys played well defensively.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to lose like that. I mean, I felt like defense, we had a good game plan, came out strong, didn't play the best first half, came out a little stronger in the second half, and I mean, it just didn't fall in our hands, but we played hard, fought to the end.
I know you guys pretty much shut down their running game, which they got a decent running game. You guys were able to do that, but just not so much with the big plays. They got good athletes on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, they had a couple, I mean, big plays, but early on in the game we shut run down, which was huge. And, I mean, they spread it out, and we just couldn't come out with the win, but...
Now, Kyle, as a captain, a senior captain, what's the, obviously, you know, most likely you guys are playing, you know, next week in the playoffs. You know, we'll wait to see till Sunday night. But what's your message to the rest of the team and the underclassmen?
I think right now is, I mean, we got to keep our heads focused on next week. I mean, there's nothing we can do about this week. Just keep our heads focused and working hard for the next win.
Okay.
Talk about you, this will be probably your last game at Thurlby Field, what it's meant to play for the Titans for the time that you have.
It's something special to play for the Titans. I mean, we got a super, super tight senior group. I mean, it's awesome to come out on Thurlby Field and play. It's definitely, definitely a memory I'll have for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's
it. Yeah, thanks, Kyle. Good. Appreciate it, man. It's been fun watching you all year long, and good luck next week.
All right. So now, Caleb, right?
Kuznetsov.
All right. Caleb, love it when you get in there, Caleb, and you know you. I saw you chased down that play from the weak side there in that fourth quarter, and it's always fun to get your name out there on the radio. So. Good job there, bud. I'll ask you the same question too. As a senior, you know you're out there playing hard to the fellow teammates and to the underclassmen. What message do you have for those guys?
I mean, I would say for the most part, keep your head strong. And we haven't even come close to reaching our potential. And you know, I mean, it sucks to lose. I hate it, but we're capable of way more than we showed, and we have hopefully playoffs ahead of us. And I think that we have what it takes to really make a run in the playoffs. And we got to get our heads focused, and we got to really get in and be all in.
Yeah, what was it like there? It looked like I never want to blame referees that didn't affect the outcome of the game, because it looked like they were calling a real tight ball game both ways. I think both teams ended up having over 100 yards in penalties. How do you adjust to that as a captain in the huddles and different things like that? What do you say to your teammates when they're throwing a lot of flags like that?
You got to stay neutral. You know, you can't go blaming the refs, because it's just going to get yourself in more trouble. You know, they're officiating the game to the best of their ability. I don't believe that they're biased to any side, and you know, and the last thing I want to do is have somebody get ejected or get more flags for having people make stupid decisions. And so, you know, you just got to try to keep everybody together, and you know, we can only control what we can control, and that's just playing good football.
Well, we certainly appreciate coming up here and talking to us. I know it's a tough loss tonight, but this is a storied program that you guys were going up against. Was that the thought process going in practice this week that, hey, man, this is a team that's been state champions a number of times?
I mean, it is, yeah, but at the end of the day, you got to attack it like any other game. You know, you can't go in there just thinking that it's done, because you got to believe to win, you know. And at the end of the day, we tried our best, and I guess we came short, but I feel like we're capable of a lot more than we showed tonight.
Well, I appreciate you talking to us tonight. Congratulations on your captaincy this year. It's been fun watching you guys, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Right.
Yeah. So, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Caleb.
And finally, our first time talking with this captain,
right.
Michael Skirmerhorn.
We've called his name a whole lot all year long, and yeah, so it's a pleasure to have Michael Skirmerhorn up here. Michael, you know, you hardly come off the field. You know, you're out there all the time. What was it like out there tonight on the field?
It wasn't too different than any other game. Just playing every down, every snap. We're getting into the late season here, so it's getting colder, but. On the field, you don't notice it too much.
Right. Yeah.
So tell us what I know the season's not over. You got a game next week, but what are you looking at in the future?
Are you talking next week or?
I'm talking next year.
That's a question I've been asked and need to get to answering pretty soon. Here is college applications and stuff like that are becoming due. I'd like to play sports. I love playing sports. I'm also a hockey player. So if the opportunity presents itself where I could continue, whether that be football or hockey, I'd love to.
We're talking to Michael Skirmerhorn. I wanted to ask you this question, too, because there was a big article on you, the Record Eagle, before the season started, and it mentioned that your sister was just ahead of you grade point average-wise. Were you able to overtake her, or do we not know yet?
We'll see. I'm looking pretty good right now. Gotta stay on top of things. It's still kind of the beginning of the year, and I think her schedule might be a bit tougher than mine right now. So
yeah,
you can make some movement then.
And if you at the home there, if you ever sense her getting a little bit of senioritis too, take full advantage of that too, buddy. Anyway, Michael, also you're probably part of a checking line, I would think, there in hockey, aren't you?
Little bit.
Kind of a grind line and stuff, go down there, muck it up in the corners, going after the puck and doing all that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We appreciate you talking to us. I know it's tough after a loss, but it's been fun watching you all season long. It really has on both offense and defense. You've been great.
Yeah, you leave everything on the field, and it really has been a pleasure calling your games this year.
We should ask this to the other guys, but any shout-outs if anybody's listening?
I don't know if anybody's listening at the moment, but Grandma, Nana, and Papa, what's up? Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I don't know if they're still on, but
You gave it a shot. Give it a try.
Yeah.
All right.
Appreciate
it, Michael.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Michael Skirmerhorn. We had three captains here. That
have
been captains all year long and done a great job and great senior leadership on this team that really had a tough schedule.
Right.
Ended up 6-3 with a possible playoffs. Coach Vaughn is joining us now, and Coach. You knew this one was going to be a tough game. You knew we were going to have to play almost perfect football to beat these guys. And there were a lot of pluses on this side, but what is your assessment of the game?
Yeah, I think, you know, coming into the game, we knew that we couldn't allow things to snowball. And I think you guys said earlier to one of the players that over 100 yards of penalties. And that's just unacceptable. You're not going to go out and be a very good team. Obviously, that's a playoff team. Yes, they're storied. You know, high school players change every single year.
Right.
But, you know, we come out in that first half and they end up, you know, scoring on us, but we hit a nice play to Douglas on that screen pass, put us in a good position, and next thing you know, we've got a penalty and we're backing up. And, you know, it's the same thing we saw last week in Marquette.
Right.
And it's those things that you're not going to make a run in the playoffs. And we've talked to our players. We have talent. We have a really good group that us coaches just love to be around. Hopefully we get an opportunity in playoffs. But unless we change things as a team, it's going to be a short week, you know. Supposedly we're going to see Granville down there, which we faced last year, and they tuned us up. So it's one of those things, and I've coached long enough that it's a pride thing for your team that stuff can't happen, and they're fixable mistakes.
Right.
You know, that you can't put yourself in those bad positions. And the thing about tonight, if you look at the penalties, it wasn't 5 yards. It was 10, 15, and more. So
there was one penalty. It was 23 or 24 yards at one point. We couldn't figure out what they were doing out there at one point. But it was unusual.
You faced, at one point, we saw, it was like four times where you had third and over 20 yards. And it's like that is tough to overcome against a team like Detroit Catholic Central.
Well, 100%, and our guys got to learn pretty quickly. You know, if here's the thing, our guys have said since the very beginning of the year they want to do something that Traverse City West has never done, right? They want to win not just the first round, they want to win in the second round. In order for that to happen, we need to change how we handle stuff, and we haven't done it in the last 2 weeks. You know, we played some teams that we should have beat. You know, we lost to a very good Traverse City team, beat a good Cadillac team, but we got to show up, and you know, that's everyone within the program. That's coaches, that's players, and so forth. And, you know, our guys in the locker room, we talked about it afterwards. If we get the opportunity to make it in the playoffs, is that still our goal to do something Traverse City West has never done? And I just flat out told them, if that's the case, then we need some guys to stand up and hold people accountable. Because the programs I've been around that win, those things aren't happening. And guys are being held accountable, and it's not okay. And that's what our guys got to learn. You know, this was a great opportunity in front of us, I think, tonight, against a storied program. I think you take penalties out, stupid penalties, because it, you know, it wasn't forced errors. It wasn't things they were doing that was causing us, you know, like holding calls and things like that. It was stupid penalties that snowballed, and you're not going to beat a team like that. You know, they're too talented and too good. You know, in the back of my head, I know what I saw tonight. If we can get our guys to understand how to take care of that stuff, we can beat a lot of teams. But our kids got to believe it and do it.
Coach, I don't know what you told them at halftime, but on that first series when they came out in that second half, they were playing inspired ball. You know what I mean? I said up here, it's like you told them to win one for the Gipper speech or something, because they came out and they played really tough on that drive. Didn't capitalize on it, but again, you could tell the physicality ratcheted up a little bit more.
Well, it's all about finishing and understanding how to win, right? And we got to win the big games, and we have not won those big games here historically. You know, historically we're a 6-3 team and losing the first round, and that's not a good feeling, and that's not what we want to be. And we don't want people thinking, "Yay, we get Traverse City in the first round," because you know, that's historically what's going to happen. And our seniors, we got a great group, and they believe they can do it. But as I told them, I'm tired of hearing people talk about it. You know, we got to put up or shut up, as they say, and. You know, this isn't a great way to end. And so now we put ourselves in a position, hopefully we can be in the playoffs. If we are, it looks probably most likely we're heading down to Granville, which is another storied program.
Right.
And we're able to do things against us last year. We got to go prove it. If we go prove it against those guys, we're probably seeing Rockford, number one team in the state.
Right.
And so you want to talk about going and doing something Traverse City's never done. There's some opportunities ahead of us, hopefully. But our guys got to make some changes, and they've got to be able to understand it takes something different, a different level, in order to do the things that we're talking about.
Yeah, Coach, no doubt about it. You guys put TC Titan football would be on the map with those, you know, if they could get put together two wins like that, for sure.
Well, you know, it would be great. I'd love to see CC again, you know, another matchup. I think for our guys, they understood when they walked off the field, they're high school kids just like us.
Right.
And we were handling ourselves. We were able to move the ball. We were able to do some things, both defensively and offensively and special teams. But you have to be consistent, and we weren't consistent again tonight. So us as coaches, myself as the head coach, head of the program, some things got to change, and they got to change pretty quickly, because I'm not done with these guys, and I don't want to go and pack things away next weekend. So we'll make those changes, and I think these guys will respond.
I want to ask you, there's a lot of hitting going on in this game. I thought you guys were matching them with the physical play. Will Gaskin got hit over here pretty hard. Any preliminary on what I know that he tried to come back in the second half, but then we didn't see him. Is he?
Oh, he just got taped up, and you get to a point too. You know, did we think we could come back? We were trying some things, and if we got close, he's going back in. But we also thought, hey, we still thought we lose the game. We're probably getting in playoffs, and we don't need to ding him up anymore. He's obviously a special player, someone that we're going to need down the road. So he got taped up. He could have probably gone in and done some things for us. But, you know, for that kid and where we're going to need him, hopefully if we make the playoffs, you know, we need him at full strength. We didn't want to do anything worse.
As a coaching staff, do you guys tomorrow and maybe Sunday plan for Granville, or do you wait and see what happens Sunday night with the selection show before you do any of that kind of prep work?
We'll know tonight. I mean, it's the way it is now, we'll know tonight whether we're in or not. You know, the selection Sunday show isn't who they seed you with, but we know we'll also go to Grand Rapids.
Formality, basically.
Yeah, formality. You get to see kind of where everyone lines up. Sure. It's more Detroit, you know, where they got to divvy some things up. So, you know, the coaches generally come back to my house, and, you know, we kind of go through everything. Tonight, we'll take a look at scores. We'll have a good idea point-wise where everyone's at and if we're one of the top 32 teams or not. And then, you know, we'll get after it. Obviously, Granville's a known entity for us, and we'll get that film and break it down and get our kids ready to go and get on a road trip, which has been tough for us at times. But that's going to be the challenge. So it's a bitter pill to swallow, you know, losing the last two. We lost to two good teams. You know, you can only – moral victories only go so far. And we need to step up as a program and do things that we know we're capable of doing, but we got to quit talking about it and physically do it.
When will you know day and time, Coach? Will you?
Well, if it's Granville or anyone, I mean, we're going to be on the road. So if we're on the road, it's going to be next Friday at 7 p.m. You know, had we won tonight, we would have been hosting. It would be next Saturday at home at 7 p.m. But we'll be on the road, whether it's Granville or Rockford. I don't know what some of the other couple scores flip. All of a sudden, we might see Rockford round one. So either way, it'll be Friday at 7 p.m.
We understand Granville won big tonight, and that was getting some scores from down here. Mm-hmm. So that we were trying to keep in touch with things, too, and what was going on around the north. So
yeah, and that was something we expected. We expected Granville to win. I think they had West Ottawa, maybe.
Yeah, who had 0-8 going into it. Yes.
So we knew that. Hudsonville was one against Caledonia. That could flip some things.
Yeah.
You know, Caledonia wins.
Teams.
Yep,
yeah.
Caledonia wins. That keeps Hudsonville out. Hudsonville wins. All of a sudden, they're looking at 6 wins, and they might get in. Or 5 wins, I think, and might get in, which switches some things. You know, all of a sudden, the 4 teams in Grand Rapids, and we might be the 4th team out of all 4. So, you know, we can't control that. We did what we did tonight. We did what we did last week. What we have to do is decide to come back, hopefully if we get a chance, and not make this, you know, what we're remembered for this year.
I really like what Caleb Kuchnikovich said. That kid, I mean, he was spot on what to say to the team and do some things. Real impressive young man.
Yeah, I mean, all our seniors are great. They, you know, they said they're a tight-knit group, and, you know, this is my 4th year. I've had those guys since they were freshmen, and they've always been an incredible group. They take coaching very well. They want to win. They're competitive. You know, the one thing I think we struggle with is we've not had that signature win where you're like, okay, we know how. You know, you think Midland was game one.
Right.
That was just a little bit different game. Obviously, Midland's not won too many games this year.
Yeah.
And so you need, as a program, you need to get some signature wins. And so guys start believing, right? And understand that things can't snowball, because when they snowball, it makes it very tough against really good teams.
Sure. Yep.
Coach, we appreciate you coming up and talking to us.
You've been great all year.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. We're looking forward to next week, but, you know, a tough way to end the season, but this is a tough team.
Well, I appreciate you guys, you know, obviously our first year together.
Right.
In some sort of marriage.
Yep.
You know, we're hoping, you know, things are a little bit more happy and celebratory throughout the whole year. But we do appreciate you, so that those fans and alum and everybody else get a chance to listen to the games. and hear what's going on, and we're hoping next week we make them proud.
Yes.
I think we said that we've probably traveled more than most broadcast crews, gone to Ann Arbor, up to Marquette. We're hitting the whole state.
Well, it won't get any better next year in the conference we're heading to.
Yeah, that's right. For sure. Yeah.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week for sure.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. We are
Titans. Coach Greg Vaughn.
Indeed.
Post-game interview. After that, I appreciate Coach coming up each and every week. After that, this West team has provided a lot of excitement for the Titan fans out there. For us as the new broadcast crew, we're experienced broadcasters from other teams in the past, but our first year here at Thurlby and doing Titan games, and I've really enjoyed it. And hopefully, again, we do make the playoffs next week time, and we can continue next Friday night.
Yeah, it has been a fun team to watch. We've had a blast. Some of the games stand out more than others. That one in Ann Arbor was fantastic. Cadillac down there was a big win.
Phenomenal.
Even going up to Marquette was a lot of fun, a game that would like to see the Titans win, but is what it is. And to see a storied program like this come in here, Detroit Catholic Central. You know, obviously the coaches and the players don't want to build them up too much.
No,
high school fans have been
they're not there
for
kissing years. Rings, right. We're fans now at this point, and announcers.
And we know what that program is all about, and it was fun watching them here tonight.
The work it takes to become a program like that, people don't realize the amount of effort and coaching and dedication by the families that go through those programs, what that takes to be at that level. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So.
Well, we're getting to be the last ones here at the stadium, so we probably should wrap it up. I wanted to say thanks to, once again, this is our last game this year at Thurlby Field. The accommodations here have been fantastic. Whoever's supplying them homemade cookies, I give them thumbs up. Also, the food and the people have been excellent. They're providing stats and everything else. Want to thank all them. Want to thank Gary, who's the new engineer back at the studio today. He's done a great job. We were without JJ.
Oh, so I know.
We were relying on him, and he did a great job.
Yeah, Gary did a phenomenal job. And like you said, A1 accommodations up here at Thurlby. One more time, our Fox Motors Motivated Player of the Game, Matt Zutendam, the senior, and our Jimmy Johns Player of the Game was senior Aiden Lewandowski. So hopefully we'll be back on the air next Friday night at 7 p.m. from Parts Unknown. Officially, we will find out in probably a day or two.
But Coach did say it'll be Friday.
Friday. We like that. We like the Friday.
So if it is Friday, it's more than likely going to be 7 o'clock or around there kickoff, so we're looking forward to that. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Again, final score from Thurlby Field. It was Detroit Catholic Central 28 and Traverse City West 2. We'll send you back to the rock and roll. Have yourselves a great Friday and great weekend, and we will see you next week. You've been listening to High School Football on Q100.